It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
And today we are going to start with a remembrance.
May you come again. Just when I'm about to make it work without you. You look into my eyes and lie those pretty lies. And pretty soon I'm wondering, I came to doubt.
The great Dolly Parton has passed away at the age of 80. She's said to have passed away peacefully in her Nashville, Tennessee home, according to a press release that was released earlier today. Parton had been battling a series of health issues. In May, the country legend announced that she was canceling her planned Las Vegas residency, which had already been postponed in 2025 to September of 2026 because of health concerns. And at Dolly Parton's request, a small private service will be held for her immediate family. In lieu of flowers, the family asks for donations to be made to her Imagination Library. I never met her. I never met Dolly Parton, but I did know a lot of people who had, because in all of my radio adventures, I at one time or another was either running a country radio station, or I was in charge of a staff that was running a country radio station. So I will tell you my Dolly Parton story coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. So where we lost a country music great, an overall musical great, I might add, we gained a gubernatorial candidate, or at least will have by the time the votes are counted later today, and we'll get into that. Runoff election day and two state questions on the ballot. How are they doing? We'll get into that. State GOP broke its long silence and actually endorsed some candidates. I'll tell you why they changed their minds. It went on for 3 hours last night, but what, if anything, was decided by the Piedmont City Council? And President Trump is sounding off on some of the data center issues. Why is Gettner Drummond not doing any of that? Huh. All worth chatting about. 405-608-4377. LMatthews at freedom969.com. My email address and the website, freedom969.com. I am Lee Matthews, and this is The Drive on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are starting us off. What is your name?
Hey, Lee, Dave and Stroud.
Hello, Dave. Good to hear from you, sir.
Hey, brother. I want to say something about Dolly Parton, but then do you care if I change the topic?
No, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. You know, I grew up around country music, listened to all my life, but
yeah.
She was one of the few artists that if I was ever in the military and captured and being tortured, they wanted to give any information out of me, they would play Barry Manilow or Dolly Parton, and I would tell them anything and everything I knew.
So you are not a fan?
No, my fingers couldn't get to the dial
fast enough.
And she was someone. You know, Hank Jr., Hank Sr., Hank the Third. I mean, I can name off all kinds of country and Western people, but, you know, I'm still calling it country and Western, not just country.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, tonight, among the millions of other things you do at home, look into why this CIA director, is it John Ratcliffe?
Yes.
Flew unannounced to Moscow today. Had a big time meeting with them, and then he wasn't there very long, maybe an hour, and then left.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it coincides with the Russians launching their new great big behemoth nuclear powered submarine, carrying 10 Trident missiles. Those missiles or nuclear missiles were designed to take out the west coast of the United States, but they're not coming to the United States. They're staying up around Great Britain and UK area. So, like I said, in tonight when you have absolutely nothing to do, maybe about 2 a.m,
Thanks for lining that out for me.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure you have 8 million other things. But see if you can find out why the CIA director went to Moscow. Wasn't there very long. I don't know if he's telling them that if you keep messing with NATO, you're going to have some serious consequences. I just don't understand. Maybe I'm making a big deal out of it. And then them launching, you know, they were doing some practice maneuvers with that submarine. Now they're launching it out into the ocean. And something's going on for us. I keep saying this over and over, for a CIA director to fly to Moscow to talk to Putin or whomever.
Yes. Considering what's already going on in Ukraine, and I'm wondering if that also has something to do with it, because there was also word that he was about to unleash 300,000 people, 300,000 soldiers against the Donetsk region to finally push Ukraine out of the Donetsk region, because that's really all he's decided he wants now, is the Donetsk region to be reabsorbed back into Russia.
I don't know if he's making Poland nervous. I don't know if he's making Germany nervous, Lithuania. But, you know, we've got a powder keg over there, and I'm hoping and praying no one accidentally lights the fuse that we can't take back.
We keep waiting for that to happen, and it hasn't happened yet. So I'm led to believe that there are enough fail-safes going on that that's not going to happen, and that there's some leverage we're holding against Putin. I'm not sure what that leverage is, other than if you don't behave yourself, we're going to give everything Ukraine wants and everything that we can to Ukraine, and Zelensky will lawnmower you. Already everything that I read about what's going on over there, and this is what surprises me about the launch of a new nuclear submarine, it was my understanding that they were running so low on people to serve in the military that they were raising the age of draft. They were trying to round up as many people as possible. They were borrowing mercenaries from North Korea. They were just running out of bodies. They were running out of young men. And people were leaving the country as quickly as they could because they didn't want to be drafted, men in particular, and so on.
Right. Yeah. Hey, a side note, after you do a little research on that, I want to hang up and listen to your opinion. Why do you think that the Oklahoma City or state GOP is coming out with people to vote on and why they're backing them? And I'll hang up and listen.
Okay.
Thanks, Lee.
Well, I'll get to that in just a second, but it has a lot to do with some of the candidates that have bubbled to the surface in the Republican Party. I'll explain. Coming up on Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. So the big news of the afternoon, the death of Dolly Parton at the age of 80. I was worried because of what had happened back in May. She canceled her Las Vegas residency. Earlier in the year, it was announced her sister got on Facebook or something and asked for prayers for Dolly. And then Dolly immediately came on and said, "Oh, I'm just fine, darling. I'm just fine." And so I wondered if there was something going on. And then I also knew she was knocking on 80's door. I didn't know that she had already turned 80. In my radio adventures, I never met her. I wished I had, because everyone that I know that has, to a person, describes her in the very same way. That happy-go-lucky, generous, smiling, perky little girl from Appalachia attitude that she always eluded was not an act. She was not someone who is different behind closed doors than the person you saw on stage, as so many musical performers and movie actors and actresses are. Hell, even radio people are like that. I've known radio people that were the nicest people when they were on the air. And as soon as the microphone went off, blah, 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 blah. Dolly Parton was not that person. What you saw is what you got. And I've been doing this now for 42 years. And I've held just about every position, or at least done just about every job possible in the industry. Once upon a time, I was what was called an operations manager. I was in charge of the programming of a group of radio stations. Started out in Fort Smith. I was in charge of four or five radio stations. Then I went to South Carolina. While at South Carolina, I was in charge of the big, throbbing country radio station that everybody listened to. And they had a morning team there, a two-guy morning team, and they were very, very respectful of me and I of them. And from day one, we got along just fine. In fact, they sent me a memento when I left that had me in tears because I'd never had a former coworker write me such a nice note. It was one of these things where we'd been working together for about 6 weeks, and they came to me and said, hey, will you renew your contract for 5 years or 10 years? And I said, guys, they won't let me do that. They're only going to do this a year to year. Oh, because we really want you to stay. And I said, I'd love to stay. At any rate, I let them do their thing because they were professionals. There was nothing I could do to make them better than they already were. In fact, I was learning from them, and I told them that. I said, just let me know what you're doing, guys. Well, they were hosting a Dolly Parton show at the local stadium. And usually that entailed going out and introducing Dolly Parton. And I didn't get to go. I had something else I had to do that day. So I didn't get to go to the show. After the show, I met with them. I said, hey, guys, tell me how it all went. Because I need to know, you know, if we get any calls from management or, you know, if anything went wrong, or there anything we can do better? Did we keep all our promises? That kind of thing. And one of the members of the morning team had a toddler daughter. And he brought his wife and the toddler daughter because they knew they were going to get to spend some time backstage. And they hoped to meet Dolly Parton. And while they're getting ready to introduce Dolly Parton, sure enough, here comes Dolly Parton. And they get to meet her. And Dolly Parton meets the little girl, and they take their pictures, does the autographs. And then Dolly Parton says, well, honey, I sure am hoping you're going to enjoy the show. And he said, I'm sorry, Miss Parton, we can't. We don't have a babysitter for the child. We just came here to get your show going, and then we got to leave because it's going to be past her bedtime by the time this is. And Dolly Parton's face dropped, and she said, you're not going to do any such thing. And she said, come on over here. So, and she called one of her assistants over. Here's what I want you to do. You see that there little girl? I want you to take her back into the bus. I want you to give her some ice cream. I want you to put the television on, let her watch whatever she wants to watch. And y'all just have a good old time while we do. And then she said to my worker and his wife, here's some tickets. Y'all going to go sit down in front and watch the show. And so she went down. She did the show. After the show, she, from behind the curtain, motioned that they come on back up on stage, which they did, and she took them back into the bus where they all had ice cream. And the little girl was sleeping because it was late, but Dolly Parton was what you saw. She was a sweetheart. It was not an act. She did not have to do that. And I can imagine maybe her assistant didn't want to do that, but the assistant knew that this is what Dolly does and this is what we're going to do. We're going to mind our manners and we're going to make sure that this experience is special. I remember an interview with, what was his name? Baseball player for the Rangers. that ended up breaking Lou Gehrig's perfect attendance record? At any rate, he never missed a game. Never got hurt, never got sick, always played, showed up on time, practiced, ready to go. And a reporter said, hey, how does it feel to break Lou Gehrig's record? And he says, well, I really didn't want to. He says, but it's in my nature. And he says, I know that probably 16% of the people in that baseball stadium are there for the first time. And I want to make sure this is a special experience for them. And that is what Dolly Parton did each and every program. And I've heard this from everybody that knew her. I didn't, so this is secondhand knowledge, but I have no reason to doubt it. So rest in peace, Dolly Parton, a fine artist, humanitarian, and possibly a saint. From Freedom 96.9, your thoughts, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. A little later on, we'll get into how I voted today, how you voted, what do you think, and anything else you want to chat about. On Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. I probably have told you my dad died when I was very young, but my dad was a gearhead. And don't you know, I guess when I was about 8 or 10 years of age, I had a good friend by the name of Lawrence, whose father was a mechanic, and not just a mechanic. He was a great mechanic. And he would let me and Lawrence assist him in what he was doing. He was very patient, very kind. As a result, I learned so much from that man about the combustion engine. Well, you know what? Now that I'm grown and I go to Frontier Auto Group and I go through their service bay, whether it's the Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, Jeep service bay, which, by the way, you could eat off the floor. It's so clean. Or the Chevy service bay. I see generations of people working there and working on the vehicles. It's family-oriented, and that, you know what that tells me, too? That tells me they are running the type of operation where people not only want to work, but they want their family to work there, too. That's the heritage that's attached to what goes on at Frontier Auto Group. So why don't you be a part of that heritage? Just minutes from Oklahoma City, wherever you live, whether it's buying a new vehicle or servicing what you've got, El Reno's Auto Alley just off Route 66 at the roundabout. 405-262-3355. 405-262-3355. FrontierMotor.net.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, are you ready to upgrade your property? Tractor Bob's has a deal for you. Yanmar SA425 tractor with loader, box blade, and grapple for $24.9 cash or $275 per month. The industry's best 10-year powertrain warranty from the dealership that has your back. Tractor Bob's, I-240 in Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Red, White, and Boots. Mustang Western Days 2026, September 11th and 12th. With events and activities for all ages, kids can enjoy the Stampede Fun Run, Parade, Pet Show, Best Dressed Cowboy and Cowgirl Contest, Art Show, Games and Activities at Wild Horse Park. New this year, the Jelly Ball. Also, the Mustang Roundup Club IPRA Rodeo on both nights on the 11th and 12th, 8 o'clock. And more with the 5K Fun Run, Car Show, Chuck Wagon Roundup, Vendor Booths, Chili Cook-Off, plus live entertainment at Wild Horse Park. It's a weekend of good family entertainment. For more information, visit MustangWesternDays.com.
Don't settle for less. Visit H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma City's firearms superstore. I'm Lee Matthews. With more than 4,000 new and used firearms in stock, H&H has one of the largest selections you'll find anywhere, featuring Springfield Armory, Glock, Walther, and more. Not sure what's right for you? Try before you buy. H&H has more than 100 different firearms available for rent on the range. So when you're looking for selection, value, and the ultimate shooting experience, head to H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. Just off I-40 and Meridian.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
a possible trade war with Canada is heating up. We've got the Iran sanctions that could cripple their economy. There's a lot of news to navigate through the week. It's Eric Erickson. Listen to me live right here on Freedom 96.9, weekdays 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. I'll dive into the news, tell you what I think about it, and take your phone calls at 877-973-7425. Again, it's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. with your phone calls right here on Freedom 96.9.
Hello? Hello, hello? Not sure what happened, but here we are. Lee Matthews in the drive on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Top news of the afternoon is Dolly Parton has passed away at the age of 80. You know her not only as a songwriter and singer.
Well, everything's made to be broken.
Somebody plug it back in? No, too much to hope for. Anyway, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Lee Matthews and The Drive to join in the conversation. Other big news of the day is the election. We had the runoff. Let's try that and see if that's going to work. All right. Okay, so we had the runoff election today for governor. I cast my vote for Mike Mazie. Not because I thought it was the best candidate. Well, of the two, I thought it was the best candidates. Between he and Gettner Drummond, I thought he was a better candidate. I think he will be a better governor. And the reason I think that is that Gettner Drummond has yet to provide any kind of list of anything tangible he wants to do or see done. I've not heard Gettner Drummond's attitude toward data centers. I've not heard Gettner Drummond's attitude towards the turnpikes. I've not heard what Gettner Drummond wants to do about the energy sector in our city. All I've heard about are his bitching and moaning and complaining. I know he's against the aluminum center. I don't know that there's anything he can do. Definitely nothing he can do as attorney general. Definitely nothing he can do as if and when governor. That would be a federal project. And besides that, it's economic development. So for me, Mazie was the better choice. Superintendent of Public Education, I wanted somebody who was in the classroom, so who had been in a regular classroom, not a special education classroom, and not someone who had spent most of their education time working their way through administration. Labor Commissioner, I went with Kevin West. He's actually owned and operated a business. I wanted somebody with business experience in that position. Insurance Commissioner, I went with Marty Quinn. Marty Quinn, I think, is the one that is actually been in the insurance business longer and is not being backed up by trial lawyers. Trial lawyers who just want there to be plenty of tort. County Commissioner, District 3, I went with Jessica Clayton. State question 844, I said no to because I want small counties and municipalities to keep whatever money they earn in taxes. And then I voted yes on state question 846, which is the voter ID provision. Freedom 96.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. The Supreme Court has sided with the Trump administration in a mail ballot case, but did not rule on the underlying merits of Trump's election order. Thousands of residents in Gary, Indiana remain without power nearly 2 weeks after a severe storm brought near 100-mile-an-hour winds. NIPSCO says more than 9,000 customers remained without electricity Monday, with most outages in Gary and Portage. Governor Mike Braun is calling for an investigation into the utility's storm response. Education Secretary Linda McMahon said on CNN State of the Union that artificial intelligence can be an effective classroom tool if used with guardrails.
And as we introduce it, I think slowly in schools, be a very effective tool used properly.
McMahon says schools should measure whether AI improves student outcomes while ensuring it does not replace one-on-one interaction between teachers and students. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute.
You trusted a nursing home to care for someone you love. But what happens when that trust is broken? Nursing home abuse is a growing crisis, and it doesn't always leave visible bruises. It can be physical, emotional, financial, or even a neglect. Bed sores, unexplained injuries, sudden weight loss, withdrawal, or unusual charges on their accounts. These are all red flags. Our loved ones deserve dignity, not mistreatment. And facilities that cut corners or look the other way need to be held accountable. If something doesn't feel right, trust your instincts. Document what you see, ask questions, and know you have legal options. At McIntyre Law, we fight for families dealing with nursing home abuse and neglect. We'll investigate what happened, hold the facility responsible, and make sure your loved one is protected. The consultation is free and completely confidential. Don't wait until it gets worse. If you suspect abuse, call McIntyre Law today.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. Search crews were back on Lake Stanley Draper Tuesday looking for a man who disappeared while swimming Sunday night. Officials say the man reportedly removed his life jacket before entering the water and never resurfaced after. Crews have reportedly already covered hundreds of acres and dozens of miles in their search efforts. The search remained active as of earlier today. A group of Yukon residents is seeking a public vote on future data center developments in the city. The effort comes as officials continue reviewing a proposed Beltline Energy data center near Route 66 and Frisco Road. Organizers say projects with long-term impacts on neighborhoods should be decided by voters. Petition supporters now have 90 days to gather the required signatures, with the proposal continuing to generate discussion throughout the community. Oklahoma City has launched Team OKC, a community initiative designed to prepare the city for its role in the 2028 Summer Olympics. OKC will host the entire Olympic softball tournament as well as the canoe slalom events during the Los Angeles Games. Mayor David Holt called the Olympics a once-in-a-generation opportunity to showcase the city. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
There's a lot of noise out there, especially when it comes to Medicare. Plans, options, fine print, it's enough to make anyone second guess. That's where Health 65 comes in. We simplify Medicare, explain your options clearly, and we help choose a plan that makes sense for your life, not someone else's. No guesswork, no confusion, just real answers from real people right here in Edmond. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65. Call us or visit us online at health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
McRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. McRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection, and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663.
Wildfire season is approaching in Oklahoma, and our local volunteer fire departments need support now. As conditions grow hotter and drier, volunteer firefighters are preparing for long, demanding responses to keep our community safe. They rely on donations of bottled water, electrolyte drinks, and non-perishable snacks to stay fueled on the fire line. Monetary donations are also critical to help provide the tools and resources they need. If you see your local volunteer fire departments hosting a fundraiser or any other community event, don't wait. Show up and support them. This message is brought to you by the Oklahoma State Firefighters Association, standing with those who stand ready to protect us.
Runoff election day and two state questions are on the ballot, so make sure you get out. First of all, make sure you understand them, and then make sure you get out and vote. I'm explaining more as the drive continues on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a thunderstorm developing late with a low temperature of 75. Tomorrow will bring a mix of clouds and sun with temperatures not as hot as recent days, reaching a high of 92. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy and humid with a low dropping to 73. As for Thursday, anticipate intervals of sunshine with clouds at times and a high temperature of 92. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Like the way you work it.
Canon law is, so canon law is the name for Christian law. Nobody is trying to push Sharia law on anyone else, just like I hope nobody is trying to push canon law on anybody else.
Lee Matthews on the drive. That is Abdul Sayed, the guy running for senator in Michigan, and he's wrong. He's wrong, okay? If you have a group of people who are believers of Islamic law, and they take over a neighborhood, and they start instituting their own Islamic law in that neighborhood, that is imposing Islamic law. That is what is happening with the Somali community in Minnesota. That is what is happening with other communities in Detroit and all across Michigan. Now, he's trying to sugarcoat it, and he's trying to pass it off as, oh, it's nothing more than not any different than canon law. Well, there is no canon law being imposed on anybody. A canon law is just the church law. No, it's not. No, it is not. Canon law is not superimposed into our Constitution. Our Constitution is secular, but it is based upon Judeo-Christian principles, not canons. Principles. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. So, I mean, you see what this guy's made of. He's been accused of all kinds of things, which we've got him on tape. We've got him on tape celebrating Sharia law. We've got him on tape talking about all the things he wants to do that are in stock, lockstep with Islam. And now he's trying to walk it back. 405-608-4377. The other big story of the day, Dolly Parton's passing away. What were your thoughts on Dolly Parton and the music and life of Dolly Parton? I thought she was probably one of the first, what we would call a crossover artist. She was one of the first that was able to take a song and it would start out as a country song and then it would work its way into the pop chart. It was kind of like that with I Will Always Love You, one of her first smash hits, which she is said to have written as a love song to Porter Wagoner when she was going off on her solo career. Porter Wagoner discovered her and would utilize her on his program, which, if I'm not mistaken, usually was recorded. They would videotape it right here in Oklahoma City at the old WKY-TV studio, which is now Channel 4. And then they would distribute it from there. Probably making videotape copies and then mailing them. And then the affiliates across the nation would run them. Or maybe it was live. I don't think it was live, though. It may have been live. 405-608-4377 if you know anything more about that. Doug writes, Lee, you were trying to think of the baseball player who had perfect attendance and broke Lou Gehrig's record. That was Cal Ripken. Yes, thank you. I did forget the name. It escaped me. Rudy writes, Lee, did you see the California Governor Gavin Newsom signed the so-called Stop Nick Shirley Act? The law adds immigration, nonprofit staff, and volunteers to the Safe at Home program, which gives them state-issue substitute addresses to keep their homes off public records. The program already covers domestic violence survivors, elder abuse victims, and reproductive and gender-affirming care workers, according to the Post. Under the law, anyone who posts a covered worker's image or personal details to incite violence faces damages of up to $4,000, not capped there, plus court costs. Posting with intent that someone committed violent crime brings a fine reaching $10,000 and up to a year in jail. If the post leads to injury, the bill text makes the felony punishable by up to $50,000. So, Rudy, this is an attempt to criminalize exposing where illegal, convicted felon aliens are living. That's what this is. And they're trying to make it sound like, you're not giving them due process. Well, yeah, they did get due process. They got due process when they were arrested. They got due process when they were accused. And they got their due process when they were convicted. And if that conviction was part of deportation, okay. If that conviction was they were supposed to do time and they didn't show up or they escaped, okay, we need to go and get them. And that's what ICE is here for. Does that mean if in the meantime they've started a family, it's going to break up the family? Yep. Guess what? Same thing happens to American citizens when they commit crimes. So, Rudy, once again, I'm not surprised because this is California we're talking about. And it makes me glad I don't live in California. So rather than waste my energy and rather than waste my time getting cranked up about something that's going on in California, Rudy, I'm going to fixate and concentrate on what's going on here in Oklahoma. Thanks a lot. 405-608-4377. I also ask you do the same thing. On Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Is Gettner Drummond legitimately enforcing safety laws? Or is he sucking up to the farmers at the last minute? Attorney General Gettner Drummond released an opinion to state law requiring escorts for vehicles wider than 12 feet on state highways and its impact on farm equipment. After a driver was cited for hauling a swather on a trailer without an escort, State Representative Dick Lowe requested the opinion. Now, this is what the Attorney General is supposed to do. The Attorney General is supposed to act upon when he's asked from a legislator to interpret a certain law. The Attorney General's office is asked to investigate. When the Attorney General's office is asked to look into a certain statute or a certain rule or a certain law, an Attorney General's job is not to insert themselves into an issue like the aluminum smelter in Inola. Oklahoma law requires a vehicle under wider than 12 feet be accompanied by an escort vehicle while traveling on state highways. Yesterday, Drummond issued an opinion clarifying the state law concerning oversized vehicles does not apply to farm equipment. And I can understand that. Drummond's office said the escort only applies to vehicles and not to trailers hauling farm equipment or implement of husbandry, horse trailers, cattle trailers, pig trailers, and so on. Oklahoma law defines, that's how Oklahoma law defines it. Oklahoma farm families move equipment between fields every day of the growing season, and our law should reflect that reality, he said. This opinion provides clarity for both farmers and law enforcement and makes clear that hauling a piece of farm equipment down a country road is exactly the kind of common sense activity our laws were never meant to restrict. And I agree with him. See, this is one of those times where I agree with the Attorney General. I question whether this decision coming down as it has is genuine or, as I asked earlier, sucking up to the farmers. What do you think? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews on The Drive. Hi, you are on the air.
It's Richard the Bear Guy, better than your other truck driver guy.
Hello, Richard. Good to hear from you, sir.
How you doing today?
Good.
Hey, I was wanted to comment on Dolly.
Yeah.
You know, back when I was a little kid, they were on the Grand Ole Opry, and Speck Rollin, if you remember him,
yeah,
made the phone call, and all of them were on there. And she had a contract, and she wanted out of it. And Porter said, "You go write me a song and sing it to me, and I'll see if I'll let you out." And he did, too. It made him start crying.
I forgot that story. Yep, that is exactly what happened. Yeah.
Yeah, they were really a hot item back then, but man, from then to now, she was a beautiful woman.
Oh yeah, inside and out. Yeah. Quite honestly, inside and out. Yeah. I mean, she. And as I was talking earlier, I mean that was not an act. She did not create an image of herself and then act out that image. And then when you later saw her, she, you know, what you saw at home was the same thing you saw up on stage.
Yeah, she just turned her nose up and more run away from you. Type of thing. You know, it was really nice. But, and, you know, also, I used to do work for Guy Norman. His dad brought Bob Wills up to KBOO station in Tulsa and introduced him to Oklahoma. You know, and that was neat.
Wow. Right, now, that goes way back. Yeah, because.
Yeah, my dad used to listen to that, you know.
Well, I mean, he was a fixture there at Kane's Ballroom for so many years, but then he also, You know, he would do outlying areas. He would perform. When I was in Fort Smith, you may have heard me tell this story. When I was in Fort Smith, Arkansas, the radio station I worked there used to be the radio station that everybody listened to, KWHN.
Yeah.
And they still had the radio theater in there where Bob Wills would perform.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he gave his dad an old fiddle that fell apart when he bought a new one when he got famous here. But I always said, if you ever want to get rid of that, he had it in a bread sack. You want to get rid of it, you want to buy it from you. I think he's passed away by now. But
well, you always know you're listening to a Bob Wills song because at any given time you'll hear a, oh!
Cattle call, by golly. Anyway, I'm going to get off here, and I want to say one thing. Dolly, God bless you, and we all love you.
Yes. Well done. What is the line? Well done, good and faithful servant. I think that's what she'll be greeted with, or is being greeted with at this time. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. And we can't forget how, you know, what an actress she was. And when I first heard that she was going to be in the movie 9 to 5, I thought, oh, this is going to go over like a lead balloon. This is going to go over like a lot of people who think they can be actors and actresses. And she genuinely was good at it. I don't know if she studied up for it. I don't know if she went and had some lessons. Inevitably, she did. But she also knew how to have stage presence. She knew how to talk to an audience of people. So, I mean, she acted in 9 to 5. She acted in, I mean, I'm going to leave something out if I try to mention. I think 9 to 5 was the first big one. Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. She was great in that. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I'm missing here. But at any rate, 405-608-4377, your Dolly story, if you have one. And also your thoughts on the election. Here's what I'm worried about. When I went into my polling place right before lunch, I guess it was about 11:30, I was ballot 344. So that meant only 300 people had been there that day. And I kind of said something to the polling place worker after I scanned my ballot. I said, how's the turnout been? Oh, it's been good. I said, oh, really? I said, because I was ballot 344. She goes, yeah, that's about right. About 300 people have shown up today. I said, okay. If you think that's good, that's fine. I was hoping it'd be a little more than that. But this is a midterm election, and it is a runoff. And there are a lot of people that, oh, damn, I forgot I was supposed to vote today. So if you haven't voted, do so on your way home. You have till 7 o'clock. And unlike many other states, for which you will not get any results for days, we will probably have the results within 30 minutes. 405. And again, this is the runoff. So, you know, this isn't the winner take all yet. The winner take all is coming up in November. This is who is going to move on to run in November. So the gubernatorial candidate will face Cindy Munson, who's the Democrat candidate, Dr. Taylor or whoever wins the education, the Department of Education will go up against, I don't know who the Democrat candidate is, probably a union person, and so on and so forth. Now, what will be decided are the state questions, and those were 844 and 846. 846 codified the IDs with the Constitution of Oklahoma, and then 844 determined whether or not a county or municipality will be able to hang on to their own money earned through property taxes, or will the legislature be able to step in and decide? If you voted yes, that meant you want the legislature to step in and decide it. If you voted no, you want to keep it as it is. And the way it is now is if little bitty podunk whatever county, Blaumansville County, decides to have a data center come in, and they start enjoying the fruits of that data center's property tax revenue, they get to keep it. It doesn't go to another county or another municipality. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name? Hello.
Oh, that's Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. Where are you?
Ringwood, of course.
All right, sir. Good to hear from you.
I'm confused on the deal on the implements of husbandry as a truck driver and a farmer.
I've heard of implements now, of destruction. I have not heard of implements of husbandry.
Yeah. Well, implements of husbandry is what the farm implements are.
Yes.
Okay. Now, if a farmer's moving his own stuff, yes. If it's a commercial truck hauling farm equipment, I say no, because you have these out-of-state harvest crews, you have the dealers, and they're hauling stuff 14 foot wide down the road.
Yeah. This case came from a farmer who was moving a swather. You know what a swather is?
Yes, sir. I do know what a swather is. So, what you use to cut hay with.
Yeah, and it puts it in a nice, neat row, and then you can come back and bale it. Okay, so it was a swather, I think, on a flatbed trailer that he was hauling. I don't know if it was one of these giant swathers or if it was a smaller model. I don't know.
I don't either. I do know that. No, I don't have a problem with a farmer moving his own equipment around. But
I think that's what this was. But I think once you get out on the federal highways and you start moving it interstate to interstate, that's when that all changes. Escort laws change, I gather.
Well, you know, a lot of the harvest crews are farmers.
Right. Right.
All right. But, you know, you're hauling combines down the road from state to state with a farm tag, and they're 14 foot wide with the duals on it.
Right. Now, do they not take some of that apart to move it, or do they just load it up as is?
Oh, they can, but they usually do not.
Right. Saves time and energy, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. But that was my confusion on that was, you know, are we talking, yes, your local farmers? Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you're moving for hire or a company that, yeah, just because they got a farm tag from Kansas or Colorado, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Or the, you know, if you're going slowly because you're moving it from barn to barn and you got the triangle on, I thought you were covered.
No, that's for slow-moving vehicles.
Okay.
The triangle is for like 35 mile an hour and under.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, that's for slow-moving vehicles is what that's for.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that and the other thing was, Lee, is what is the big scare with the aluminum smelter? You know that all the environmental studies and everything have all been done on that. I don't understand what the big scare is.
Everybody is thinking it's going to turn into another Pitcher, Oklahoma. You know that?
You know,
that's what they're thinking, because they're thinking this aluminum smelter is like the lead smelter and the aluminum smelter that was in Pitcher during during World War II. And
I don't think our environmental policy stuff today will allow that to happen.
It won't. And it's going to do, I mean, if you've got property adjacent to the property where this is going in, yeah, it's going to be different. And it's not going to poison your cattle. It's not going to poison your crops. It's not going to pollute the air. And unfortunately, the property where they want to build this thing is federal property, and it's been set aside for industrial use going back to the 1950s.
It's probably already contaminated anyway.
It may be. I don't know. They were initially, from what I understand, that was where a nuclear power plant was supposed to go in. And for whatever reason, probably that stupid movie that came out in 1979, they never put it in.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that deal. I used to go past that thing about every night down there at Crest.
Kevin, I got to run, but thanks a lot for the information and for calling into Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews and The Drive. I think I told you my lovely wife and I have been worried about her sister, my sister-in-law. She had to go in for some more back surgery. She's getting up there, but she's not quite, I mean, she's old enough for Medicare, but she's not quite ready to go to the dreaded assisted living yet. but she can see it on the horizon. Hey, it's Lee Matthews. If you're eligible for Medicare or were born in 1961, I bet you're getting a lot of phone calls, a lot of mail, a lot of texts. Not only is it confusing, it can be frightening because you're like, oh my God, am I there yet? Well, I know somebody who can walk you through the whole process and be there if you are there yet. Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. Whether it's Medicare or something supplemental or something that you might need later down the road, she's there. And her team will put together at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group a plan that will work for you. So call the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Suffering from neuropathy, chronic pain? Looking for real and lasting health solutions? Modus Health and Dr. Jeremy Moss and his team will go beyond your symptoms to find the root cause of your neuropathy and chronic pain. Dr. Moss has just released his new book, Designed for More, because you are, and new patients will get a free copy with their first treatment. It's time to move better, feel better, and live better. Visit ModusHealth.com or call 405-494-0165, 405-494-0165, and book your appointment today.
Red, White, and Boots, Mustang Western Days 2026, September 11th and 12th. With events and activities for all ages, kids can enjoy the Stampede Fun Run, Parade, Pet Show, Best Dressed Cowboy and Cowgirl Contest, Art Show, Games and Activities at Wild Horse Park. New this year, the Jelly Ball. Also, the Mustang Roundup Club IPRA Rodeo on both nights on the 11th and 12th, 8 o'clock. And more with the 5K Fun Run, Car Show, Chuck Wagon Roundup, Vendor Booths, Chili Cook-Off, plus live entertainment at Wild Horse Park. It's a weekend of good family entertainment. For more information, visit MustangWesternDays.com.
Don't settle for less. Visit H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma City's firearms superstore. I'm Lee Matthews. With more than 4,000 new and used firearms in stock, H&H has one of the largest selections you'll find anywhere, featuring Springfield Armory, Glock, Walther, and more. Not sure what's right for you? Try before you buy. H&H has more than 100 different firearms available for rent on the range. So when you're looking for selection, value, and the ultimate shooting experience, head to H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about this station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
There is a hierarchy of oppression. The problem a lot of these rich white kids are having is nobody feels bad for them. So the only way they can score victimhood points is by saying capitalism's bad. We have this oppressive system. It's unfair to us. Ergo, every single one of us is a victim. And that's what we have the Democrat Party catering to, a generation of privileged idiots.
Fox Across America, weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Right location, what it means for a community is jobs and lots of money and lower taxes. And the data centers now are mandated by me that they build their own electricity, so they're not taking it from the grid.
So Trump is joining in there too. So there's another reason to not worry about the data centers. Huh, that's weird. We'll get into that more coming up on Freedom 96.9. Your thoughts on Dolly Parton's death from today, 80 years of age, the election. Have you voted? If you haven't, vote. What was your experience? And more to chat about on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio and Lee Matthews. This is The Drive.
KQOB in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Two people injured after a police chase ends with a crash in northwest Oklahoma City. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Country music legend Dolly Parton has passed away at the age of 80. Deanna Kodiak reports on one of the greatest legends in music.
TMZ
reports Parton was admitted to a hospital in Nashville last night with kidney issues and passed away this morning. Her family announced she died peacefully. Parton became one of the defining voices in country music after rising from humble beginnings in rural Tennessee. She racked up 11 Grammy Awards and sold more than 100 million records worldwide over the course of her six-decade career. Parton also built a global brand through her philanthropy, her Dollywood theme park, and her Imagination Library program. Her family said a small private service will be held for immediate family at Parton's request.
A dangerous drug-resistant fungus is spreading in the U.S., and California has the most cases.
This year, California has reported 972 cases of Candida auris, a yeast that can cause serious infections and is often hard to treat. It mostly affects people who are already very sick or use medical devices like breathing tubes. Symptoms can include fever, low blood pressure, fast heartbeat, low body temperature, or ear pain. The fungus is not a risk to healthy people or hospital visitors. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
If you're looking for a sweet treat that can cool you off, then today is your day.
Today is National Banana Split Day. Created in 1904 by a soda jerk in Pennsylvania, experimenting with ice cream combos when he stumbled across a winner. They were sold for 10 cents each back in the day, about $8 now, but there will be deals, so go look for them. One banana split the long way with three scoops of ice cream and toppings, whipped cream, fudge sauce, and a cherry on top. Enough to share. But why would you? I'm Bree Tennis.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Your Money Minute with Alan Johnson.
1 minute, your money, and here's what matters. Interest rates jumped this week. The 30-year Treasury hit its highest level since 2007, nearly 20 years. And this isn't just an American story. Borrowing costs are moving higher in Europe and Japan as well. Washington stepped in and tried to push those rates back down, and it worked for about a day. And gold noticed, and gold is up roughly 10% this month. And now, here's what you and I are watching. Friday, the 28th, Federal Reserve Chairman Kevin Warsh speaks in Wyoming, less than 3 weeks before the Fed's next interest rate decision. Wall Street will be listening, so will I. I'm Alan Johnson, 40 years in finance, 28 years in precious metals.
Your Money Minute is presented by Heritage Gold Partners. Call Alan Johnson at 833-577-4653.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. Two people were injured after a police chase ended with a crash overnight in northwest Oklahoma City. Police report the pursuit began when an officer attempted a traffic stop and the driver fled. Two occupants were taken to a hospital with injuries, though their conditions haven't been released, and the investigation continues. An Oklahoma County woman has been sentenced to prison for a deadly DUI crash that killed 36-year-old Thomas Ferguson back in 2022. A judge sentenced Tracy Mitchell to 15 years in prison with 10 years of probation to follow. Mitchell was under the influence of alcohol and THC when she crashed into Ferguson's vehicle. Ferguson's family told the court they'd waited 4 years for justice, with Mitchell apologizing during the hearing before being taken into custody. The Payne County DA is pushing back against social media claims that Stillwater police planted evidence during a traffic stop. After reviewing body cam footage, prosecutors say the accusations are false and that the item seen moved by the officers was a pocket knife and ID cards, not drug evidence. He also emphasized that any verified police misconduct would be prosecuted. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, this is Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture in Oklahoma City. Are you not from around here? We can still help you with your peripheral neuropathy with our outpatient optimization program, which means we send everything you need to reverse your neuropathy right to your house. Be Well Acupuncture understands that traveling can be difficult when you are in pain, and we're here to help even from afar. Take the next step to your relief. Call 405-697-5121 or visit BeWellOKC.com to get started today.
The state GOP broke its long silence and endorsed some candidates for the elections. Which one? Coming up on Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a thunderstorm developing late with a low temperature of 75. Tomorrow will bring a mix of clouds and sun with temperatures not as hot as recent days, reaching a high of 92. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy and humid with a low dropping to 73. As for Thursday, anticipate intervals of sunshine with clouds at times and a high temperature of 92. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
It's happening now.
We shouldn't be giving water to something else when we need water for life.
On the new Freedom 96.9.
And we need water for our livestock. We're an agricultural town, not an industrial town.
Not last week.
We use a closed-loop system.
Not yesterday.
Keep things cool without constantly pouring water into the system.
Keep up with what's happening.
Today, we are launching Operation Economic Outcast
now.
To foreclose the Iranian regime.
With the new Freedom 96.9. Oklahoma's talk radio. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Here you come again.
Big news of the day.
Just when I'm about to make it work without you. You
live the death of musical great Dolly Parton at the age of 80. And, I'm going to say that again. She is one of the artists that was, I want to say one of the first artists that was able to cross over, start with a country hit, and then move over to a pop hit. And Glenn Campbell did that too, I guess. So maybe Glenn Campbell did it before she did. Well, I don't know if I Will Always Love You did it. Anyway, it doesn't matter who was first, but she was one to do that. Now word is that the service for her will be private and family oriented. I also understand that she had a lot of family working for her, which ends up being the case when it comes to some of these superstars, because they know that the family members will not only be loyal and faithful to them, but quiet about things and won't spread a lot of gossip around like someone else that may have a vendetta. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. So your thoughts on Dolly Parton. I told you my Dolly Parton story. If you have one, love to hear it. Also, talking about the election today. If you haven't voted, please do so. The runoff election and two state questions still on the ballot. We'll get into that. We've talked a little bit about what was going on there. And then I had a question from, I think it was Dave. Dave in Stroud, who said, Lee, why was the CIA director mysteriously flying to Moscow today to evidently meet with Putin? Well, I've done some digging, and all I can find is speculation from people who used to work in the CIA, in the State Department, in administration. And there are three distinct possibilities that they think is going on here. I'll get into those coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. Ray asks, Lee, you keep talking about a movie about a nuclear accident that single-handedly destroyed the nuclear power industry in the United States. Would you by chance be talking about the China syndrome? Yes, Ray. If I had a prize, I would give it to you. The movie was not very well done, and the movie assumed that these power plants had no fail-safes, or that if they had their fail-safes, the fail-safes were very easy to subvert. And that's simply not the case when it comes to nuclear power. I don't know how many nuclear power plants we have up and running in the United States, but it is several. I can count four maybe that I know of personally. Russellville, Three Mile Island, Riverbend down in the Baton Rouge area. There's another one in North Alabama on the Tennessee River. Not one nuclear accident. And they've been up and running for going on 50 years now. But oh, that stupid movie with Jane Fonda and Jason Robards, I think, was also in it. The China Syndrome. It was about a nuclear meltdown that was, oh, no, we can't. Nuclear is just too dangerous to you. No, it's not. It's the most efficient means of power generation known to man. And, of course, we can't use it because it panicked everybody. So you're right, Ray. That's what I was talking about. Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Mike in Northwest Oklahoma City.
Hello, Mike. Good to hear from you, sir.
You kept talking about the different state questions. And
yeah.
I think you said you changed your mind on 844. What were you thinking?
Well, here's what I was thinking. I was thinking that if you voted yes on 844, that meant you were in favor of the legislature coming into these municipalities and these counties and taking the tax revenue they had generated from property taxes and spreading it out wherever the legislature decided that it could be spread out.
That's my understanding of it is it's, you know, our whole ad valorem reimbursement fund.
Mm-hmm.
For 5 years, it'll reimburse counties for property tax that they would have got if a new business manufacturer was actually paying property tax on its value. But, you know, I'm sitting there thinking about it. That means they're basically valuing that property tax on the factory or plant or whatever after it was built, not the naked land that it was built upon.
No, I get that. I get that. What worried me was that the legislature would have the power to take that away if they so chose.
Yeah, good point.
I mean, maybe I'm reading it wrong. I may be reading it wrong. Right now, as it stands, that doesn't happen. If they need the reimbursement, they get the reimbursement.
They have to decide who gets how much.
If they need the reimbursement. If they were to have gotten that tax money and didn't, they get the reimbursement. So,
And you know, it's a delay of 5 years. That's all, and then they get. What they're complaining about is not getting property taxes on the value of a factory, say, that was built because of the tax incentive. And they will after 5 years, and they'll probably easily get far more than they would have if the plant had not arrived.
True.
You know.
And then we had a listener yesterday refute my argument by saying that there are more legislators representing rural districts than the urban districts. So what are you worried about? The rural districts, even if the legislature is in control, will always favor the rural districts. Okay, and that may be. That, you know, I
cool.
So
anyway.
My whole thing is if, okay, Blaumansville County in Blaumansville County decides they want a data center, and they build the data center, and the data center's up and running, and they incorporate that property that data center's on, and they start cranking and spanking property taxes. No, they don't collect the property taxes themselves. The state collects them, but then reimburses Blaumansville for those taxes. I would not want that to go to some other place that did not earn those property taxes by encouraging economic development. You see where my brain is.
Based on what I read, the state is not collecting the property tax from companies that have been excused. What they're doing is they're taking, I think it's 1% of the property taxes paid throughout the state, and using that to reimburse counties that did not get the property tax revenue.
But
like they're taking away from that county. They're saying that county that company doesn't have to pay property tax for 5 years, and then they're peanut buttering what is 1% of the rest of the state's property tax to help make up the loss.
Okay. Then why don't they just let them keep the money in the first place?
No, they're not keeping the money. Again, the property tax is not being withheld. And the whole point is we want those companies to come here.
By
giving them amnesty, whatever you want to call it, on the property taxes for 5 years, that encourages them to come here and build it. and okay. they could easily go someplace else that's willing to make the tax deal.
Okay. Okay. Well, we'll see. I mean, I may be dead wrong on it, and it not matter.
Me too.
Yeah. So, but
you know, it's a question on a ballot that's, you know, worded in ways that you're like,
oh,
what?
Yeah. And there's a million possibilities, Mike. You and I could come up with a million different possibilities here that are either good or bad. So, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, well, thank you for the call. Yeah, no, I'm glad to hear your point of view. On Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk. That's what polite discourse is all about. On Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. I love what Secretary of the Treasury Scott Bessent had to tell Iran yesterday. He basically told Iran, we're shutting you down. You can no longer buy or sell anything, at least on the world market. And anybody who does try to buy or sell anything on the world market with Iran, well, we're going to not let you use our dollar anymore. And if you can't use the dollar, you can't trade on the world market, and you can't trade oil either. Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital would, you'd normally think that would cause a rift, that would cause a slowdown in the market, but it hasn't. And I was talking to Michael McGuire about it, and he goes, no, if anything, gives it a boost. Especially now that we're talking about data centers, artificial intelligence, and this whole new horizon of investment, business, and how the world is going to work. Would you like to be on the front end of this, or would you like to be, as I say, under it? I'd rather you be in front of it, and you can be with the help of the McGuire Capital Group. McGuire Capital, 405-760-5863. That's Michael McGuire's personal cell number. So if he's sitting on the beach, or if he is in a boardroom somewhere, or if he's out on his own lake fishing, he will answer that phone to make sure he accommodates you. McGuireCap.com. He's here to make sure that what you've got grows and is ready for this new horizon of exciting things that are coming to our world. 6632 Northwest 39th, downtown Bethany, McGuireCap.com.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
Gentner Drummond, a profile in cowardice, cutting a deal with the ACLU to not enforce Oklahoma's ban on child sex changes, signing a binding agreement allowing gender mutilation of kids to continue. Drummond allied with woke radicals who hate our values, betraying Oklahoma families, like when he fought a Christian charter school seeking fair treatment, siding with the American atheist to carry water for godless liberals. Gentner Drummond, too weak, wrong for Oklahoma. Mike Mazie is the trusted conservative who fights for us. Guided by deep Christian faith, Mazie will never cave to the woke trans agenda, and he'll ban Sharia law in Oklahoma. Endorsed by President Trump, conservative Mike Mazie for governor. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Authorized and paid for by School Freedom Fund Oklahoma, 2001 L Street Northwest, Suite 600, Washington, D.C., 20036, 202-955-5500.
Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are touching down with the biggest savings of 2026 on all Bad Boy, Altos, and Yanmar zero-turn mowers. As we make room for the 2027 models, the choice is yours. Free lifetime powertrain warranty or cash discounts. See you soon, Tractor Bob's, I-240 in Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
96.9, AccuWeather forecast, cloudy skies tonight, 20% chance of rain, low 75, cloudy tomorrow, high 93, tomorrow night 71 for the low end of Thursday, partly cloudy, high 95, Friday sunny at a high of 98, wow, nice to be out of triple digits, or at least somewhat. Right now, 101 at Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. So the director of the CIA made a very quiet and quick trip to Moscow. Why did that happen? I'll tell you what I found out coming up on Freedom 96.9. It's Carrie and McLeod in the meantime. Hi, Carrie. Thank you for joining in.
Hi, Lee. Good evening. So I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
And I did
serve on a city planning commission for many, many years.
Ah.
Okay, and so this state question is talking about property taxes, right?
Yeah.
Now, property taxes, cities affect property tax by their zoning. Okay,
yeah.
So they may zone it R1A, they may zone it agricultural, whatever. Then the taxes are enforced by the county.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so why we already have TIF, you know, the tax incentive program. We can already do that. Why are we adding an incentive to not give the tax reimbursement to counties in which a property isn't even located? That doesn't make sense. So it seems like they're adding onto it just a little bit more so that they can decide how they want to reimburse the tax reimbursements instead of where it should be.
I'm also led to believe that the argument for State Question 844 is, mm-hmm. well, this is the way other states do it.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make it right.
It's the old thing, if other states were to, I mean, if your mom always said, if your friends jumped off a bridge, would you jump off a bridge?
Yeah.
And as well, it just doesn't make fiscal sense. It's like disincentivizing the county that actually lured a business to it, because they're not going to get the full tax break.
Okay.
I mean, I'm glad you
put it that way, and I'm glad you brought your perspective, Carrie, because that's exactly how I was understanding it.
Now, maybe I read it wrong.
I read it wrong.
I literally sat down when I was voting today, and I read it three times, and I even put the old if-then theory to it. If this happens, then this happens.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, okay, you know, we're not California.
Right.
We're Oklahoma.
Right. And
we're Oklahoma.
And, you know, we're not California with three or four of the most populous cities and metropolitan areas in the country. Okay?
Exactly.
Our largest city is Oklahoma City, and it's maybe 50th or 49th in terms of size in the country.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And why would our state is mainly rural communities.
Yes.
We do have Tulsa, and we have Oklahoma City, and mm-hmm. you know, you might even want to pull Ada and Ardmore.
Lawton, maybe.
The mix.
Lawton.
Right.
Depending on what time of year it is and how many recruits are there. But anyway, yeah.
Right, right. And Norman, of course.
Yeah.
And I just consider that part of the metro.
Yeah, I do too.
Why would we punish these already rural communities by giving them less than what they deserve?
That, right.
They're itching for tax revenue anyway.
And I use the data center example again.
Exactly.
Okay? If Piedmont decides they want the super data center that will ever mm-hmm. expand over the next 10 to 15 years and therefore ever reincorporate that property into the city of Piedmont, and yes, I know they're going to be exempt for 5 years, but after that 5 years, why would they not get the full amount they have coming to them because
exactly.
some legislators decided, well, yeah, you know, this school in Oklahoma City needs it worse.
Well, exactly. And not only that, but Piedmont would have to annex it before the property was bought.
Yeah,
they
that's
can't come back
one of the battles that's going on right now. So
exactly.
Yeah.
And it just seems like, hello, I mean, these communities spend a lot of money courting these people in.
Mm-hmm.
Why? And they need to be reimbursed for it.
Yeah.
And why would we say, okay, we're going to give, so Piedmont, whether or not you agree with it or not, that's
we're not arguing that right now. Yeah.
let's just suppose that Piedmont spent $1 million courting this company to come to their town. And then we're going to say, oh, wait a minute. And so they should be reimbursed tax-wise for that $1 million.
Yeah.
Why would we say, oh, well, let's give some of that reimbursement to, say, Norman, who mm-hmm. didn't have anything to do with it. So it doesn't make sense.
Well, and it would go to somebody like Tulsa Public Schools or Oklahoma City Public Schools or Capitol Hill or one of those places that, because we don't get all those taxes because we haven't built a data center. Well, no, that's not the way this is supposed to work. So
that's right.
So, okay, I'm glad I'm not the only one that kind of sees it that way. And for me, it was a no vote. I gather
it sideways.
Yeah, for me, it was a no vote. Was it a no vote for you too?
It was a no vote.
Okay. Got to run, Carrie. Thank you for your input. Right. I appreciate it. You've made it a little more clear, I think, on Freedom 96.9.
She Kasem, taking you back to this day in 1977 when a brand new television series premiered featuring a brand new muscle car. It was the Dukes of Hazzard. Care to guess what kind of car that was?
Yeah, right you are. It was a Dodge Charger. Now, the Dodge Chargers have come a long way since then. In fact, my good friends at Frontier Auto Group in El Reno have a Dodge Charger that is so souped up. It is so muscle of a muscle car that if you get it going too fast, you'll smoke the brakes just trying to stop it. So there's a parachute that you can deploy. Yeah. Now, I'm not sure that I imagine if you made an offer, they'd sell it to you. But it's on display there if you want to see it or any of the other high performance, midsize, SUVs, or any of the other vehicles that they have, whether they be Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and Chevrolet. All there at Frontier Auto Group at the El Reno Auto Alley just off Route 66, just minutes from Oklahoma City or wherever you are. It's worth taking a look at anyway just to see, wow, this Dodge Charger needs a parachute to stop. Frontier Auto Group, Canadian County's number one auto dealer, and they will be yours too. Frontier Auto Group.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Oklahoma families are paying too much, and they deserve someone who understands how to lower insurance premiums. Marty Quinn has spent more than 40 years helping families, seniors, farmers, and small businesses protect what matters most. A conservative leader, Marty Quinn knows how to hold big insurance accountable and fight for lower costs and greater transparency. As insurance commissioner, Marty Quinn will put Oklahoma first, protecting families and standing against government overreach. Consumers always win with Marty Quinn.
Paid for by friends of Marty Quinn, 2026.
McRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. McRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection, and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio. The new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else
every weekday starting at 2 p.m. In our efforts to be so digital, we crave that sense of belonging that you only can find in the real world. And maybe that's one of the reasons why people get so amped up and they join the rage mob.
You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Freedom 96.9, accurate the forecast. Cloudy skies tonight, 20% chance of rain, low 75.
Might as well be walking on the sun.
Tomorrow, cloudy, high 93. Tomorrow night, 71 for the low. Into Thursday, partly cloudy, high 95. Friday, sunny and a high of 98. 101 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews and The Drive. So the director of the CIA made a very quick, very quiet, and very mysterious trip to Moscow. Why would he go to Moscow? Unless he wants to see the James Bond villain himself, Vladimir Putin. And there could only be one reason why he went as quietly as he went. And that was to ask for something. Well, did he get what he asked for?
And I don't know why I am speaking in a German accent when he probably was speaking with a Russian accent.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Michigan Senate candidate Abdul El-Sayed and Vice President J.D. Vance are trading accusations over Sharia law, American identity, and comments involving Vance's wife. The Supreme Court has sided with the Trump administration in a mail ballot case, but did not rule on the underlying merits of Trump's election order. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says the Trump administration plans to reduce ultra-processed foods in school lunches. Kennedy says those foods are contributing to childhood obesity. The proposed changes would emphasize protein, whole grains, and fresh fruit, while reducing refined grains and fruit juice. HHS is also providing $32 million in grants to help schools cook more meals from scratch. The GSA says it has uncovered more than $13 billion in suspected fraud involving about 1,000 federal contractors. Suspected cases are being investigated. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute.
You trusted a nursing home to care for someone you love. But what happens when that trust is broken? Nursing home abuse is a growing crisis, and it doesn't always leave visible bruises. It can be physical, emotional, financial, or even a neglect. Bed sores, unexplained injuries, sudden weight loss, withdrawal, or unusual charges on their accounts. These are all red flags. Our loved ones deserve dignity, not mistreatment. And facilities that cut corners or look the other way need to be held accountable. If something doesn't feel right, trust your instincts. Document what you see, ask questions, and know you have legal options. At McIntyre Law, we fight for families dealing with nursing home abuse and neglect. We'll investigate what happened, hold the facility responsible, and make sure your loved one is protected. The consultation is free and completely confidential. Don't wait until it gets worse. If you suspect abuse, call McIntyre Law today.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. Two people were injured after a police chase ended with a crash overnight in northwest Oklahoma City. Police report the pursuit began when an officer attempted a traffic stop and the driver fled. Two occupants were taken to a hospital with injuries, though their conditions haven't been released, and the investigation continues. An Oklahoma County woman has been sentenced to prison for a deadly DUI crash that killed 36-year-old Thomas Ferguson back in 2022. A judge sentenced Tracy Mitchell to 15 years in prison, with 10 years of probation to follow. Mitchell was under the influence of alcohol and THC when she crashed into Ferguson's vehicle. Ferguson's family told the court they'd waited 4 years for justice, with Mitchell apologizing during the hearing before being taken into custody. The Payne County DA is pushing back against social media claims that Stillwater police planted evidence during a traffic stop. After reviewing body cam footage, prosecutors say the accusations are false and that the item seen moved by the officers was a pocket knife and ID cards, not drug evidence. He also emphasized that any verified police misconduct would be prosecuted. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Don't settle for less. Visit H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma City's firearms superstore. I'm Lee Matthews. With more than 4,000 new and used firearms in stock, H&H has one of the largest selections you'll find anywhere, featuring Springfield Armory, Glock, Walther, and more. Not sure what's right for you? Try before you buy. H&H has more than 100 different firearms available for rent on the range. So when you're looking for selection, value, and the ultimate shooting experience, head to H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
Hey, I'm here with Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, what makes ICS the top choice for concrete floors?
At ICS, we use polyurea coatings. It's 4 times stronger than the traditional epoxy. They're resistant to scratches, oil stains, and even UV fading, making them ideal for garages, patios, or even commercial spaces. Plus, they come with a lifetime warranty for homeowners.
Now that's some tough stuff. So how do these coatings hold up in Oklahoma's crazy weather?
Man, they're built for it. Crack resistant and able to handle extreme heat or cold. And the best part, our polyurea cures in hours, so your floor is ready the next day with no downtime.
Wow, fast and durable. That's a winning combo. What's the first step for listeners?
Just give us a call for a free, no obligation estimate, and we'll customize the solution for your space.
All right, guys, don't wait. Transform your floors with ICS Concrete Coatings. Give them a call at 405-403-4012 or visit icsconcretecoatings.com for your free estimate today.
It did go on for 3 hours, so what, if anything, was decided at the Piedmont City Council meeting last night about data centers? Lee Matthews with more on that coming up as The Drive continues in 30 seconds. Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a thunderstorm developing late with a low temperature of 75. Tomorrow will bring a mix of clouds and sun with temperatures not as hot as recent days, reaching a high of 92. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy and humid, with the low dropping to 73. As for Thursday, anticipate intervals of sunshine with clouds at times and a high temperature of 92. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Canon law is. So canon law is the name for Christian law. Nobody is trying to push Sharia law on anyone else, just like I hope nobody is trying to push canon law on anybody else.
And that is that idiot Abdul Syed running for senator in Michigan, trying to make it sound like Judeo-Christian principles are canon law imposed by the Catholic Church. No, you could not be more wrong, as he appears to be very wrong on just about every issue that he opens his mouth upon. And he claims to be a Ph.D. in medicine? 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. We found out that our director of the CIA made a very clandestine trip to Moscow. And when you read the reports from U.S. intelligence operatives that used to work for the government, the conclusion seems to be pretty concise, and that is you don't fly quickly and quietly to Moscow unless you're going to ask for something. So then that narrows it down to three possibilities. Did he go to ask Putin to back off on Ukraine? Did he go to ask Putin to come back to the peace table? Did he ask Putin to stop supplying Iran with military hardware? We will have to wait and see. But the experts that I read seem to think it's one of those three things. And thanks, by the way, to Dave and Stroud, who asked that question. About an hour ago, he asked that question, and it took me that long to find out, or at least try to get the information I could from my sources. On Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Lee Matthews and The Drive. And I'm sorry, what is your name?
Me?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Jerry from Meeker. What's up, buddy?
Jerry from Meeker. Yes, I'm sorry. Yes. Jerry, good
no,
to have
no,
you.
No, you're fine.
Yeah.
At least you're not like my ex-wife calling me bad names. We're okay
yeah,
with that.
Yeah.
So one thing we love about your program is that you explain things to us, to the lay people who don't really understand State Question 844 or the other state question. So I'm just going to ask you a basic question. Is it a yes or a no?
For me, State Question 844 is a no. State Question 846 is a yes.
Okay, what is 846 again? My apologies.
846 is what is going to... Now, we already have to show our ID when we go vote. What that will do is put it in the Constitution, the state Constitution.
Okay.
And the reason you want it in the state Constitution is when the Save America Act passes, which I think it will in the next couple of months, we won't have to go back and do it again. See, the states that don't have it in their state Constitution will have to do that if the Save America Act passes and they don't already have it in their Constitution.
Okay. So, I thought federal law superseded state law, but I guess I don't know.
Well, what you want to do is you want those two to jive together. Just like, if the Catholic Church had won their lawsuit on a charter school last year where they would be able to get state money to run their charter school,
then we would have had to have gone in and eliminated that portion of our state constitution so that it would comply with the U.S. Supreme Court ruling, you see? So this is the reciprocal of that. This is, let's alter our constitution so that it will fit what is coming down from the feds. So
it's a preemptive.
It is, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And rest of the ballot, do you have time to go over that? Like insurance commissioner and people like that? I know who I'm not voting for, governor. I'm not voting for Drummond.
Okay, yeah. Let's see. So for me, superintendent of education was James Taylor. And my reasoning there was I want someone who has spent a lot of time in the classroom as the superintendent of education. I don't want another damned administrator running that bureau, because the administrator is going to do what the union wants. The
correct.
Someone who was a teacher is going to make sure that it's going to be what the teacher wants.
And we like his music. So
yeah, it's great music, yeah. Labor commissioner, I went with Kevin West simply because he has run a business. Same kind of thing. If you're going to be labor commissioner, I want you to have had to deal with labor before.
Okay. Kevin West,
yep.
James Taylor.
Insurance commissioner, I went with Marty Quinn because he spent more time in the insurance industry than the other guy, and the other guy is being backed by the Trial Lawyers Association. So that, yeah. So,
okay. So, no on 844. Mm-hmm. Yes on 86.
Telling you how to vote. I'm telling you how voted and where.
No, suggesting. You're giving us guidance.
Yes.
No, that's fine with me because I'm. My wife did a lot of research on it, and I'm.
And it still didn't help.
I don't know.
It still didn't help. I know.
So she researches all the candidates.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know what's going on. This is one of those years that's kind of a confusing year.
And there's been a lot of propaganda. A lot of propaganda. So
yes. And so anyway, go out and vote, everybody. Have a good day.
You too. You still have an hour and 20 minutes to get it done. Thanks a lot.
I fully intend to. Bye.
All right. Jerry, thank you for calling in. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Been a lot of talk about homeowners insurance lately, and just like homeowners insurance, health insurance is getting flaky too. And if you're like me, you're going to be glad to get on Medicare when the time comes, because then maybe you will be through some of that Bravo Sierra. But getting on Medicare is not that easy. It can be an obstacle course. So if you were born in 1961 and are getting a lot of the phone calls, emails, and texts, don't be confused. Be assertive. Call the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. Eunice Corey and her team will be there to walk you through the process and fill in any blanks as they go. The team at Well-Preserved will put together a plan that works for you. So call the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. And don't worry about all the changes that are seemingly coming to health insurance. You'll be on Medicare, and you'll be taken care of. Oh, and the government never makes things easy, do they? But Well-Preserved Advisory Group will. 405-848-5790.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are touching down with the biggest savings of 2026 on all Bad Boy, Altos, and Yanmar zero-turn mowers. As we make room for the 2027 models, the choice is yours. Free lifetime powertrain warranty or cash discounts. See you soon, Tractor Bob's, I-240 in Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
As Oklahomans go to the polls to make their voices heard this election season, transparency matters. But how do you know who's funding the candidate's campaign? That's where the Oklahoma Ethics Commission comes in, bringing awareness to political donations. It's your source for local campaign finance, showing you who's behind every candidate, so you can educate yourself and vote with more confidence. The Oklahoma Ethics Commission, bringing transparency to campaign finance. Visit ethics.ok.gov.
Red, White, and Boots, Mustang Western Days 2026, September 11th and 12th. With events and activities for all ages, kids can enjoy the Stampede Fun Run, Parade, Pet Show, Best Dressed Cowboy and Cowgirl Contest, Art Show, games and activities at Wild Horse Park. New this year, the Jelly Ball. Also, the Mustang Roundup Club IPRA Rodeo on both nights on the 11th and 12th, 8 o'clock. And more with the 5K Fun Run, Car Show, Chuck Wagon Roundup, Vendor Booths, Chili Cook-Off, plus live entertainment at Wild Horse Park. It's a weekend of good family entertainment. For more information, visit MustangWesternDays.com.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast is calling for cloudy skies, a 20% chance of rain tonight, low 75, cloudy tomorrow, and a high of 93. Tomorrow night, 71 for the low, into Thursday, high of 95, partly cloudy. Friday, sunny, high of 98, it's 101 at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Lee Matthews and The Drive. Thomas writes, Lee, what do you think about the Cox Cable merging with Charter Cable? Do you think our rates are going to go up because of it? I'm wondering what the Oklahoma Corporation Commission thinks about the merger, too. Well, they did have a problem with it because Cox was feeling the pressure of competition from fixed wireless access, satellite broadband, and streaming services, which exert considerable pressure on traditional wireline providers. People were cutting the cable, as it were, in favor of streaming services and satellite broadband like Starlink. And from what I understand, those who have Starlink love it. It's also easier to monitor what your kids are exposed to with Starlink. Now, Cox was having these problems because of the competition. What does the Corporation Commission think about it? Well, I think they approved the merger because it went through. Or they may not even have had anything to say about the merger because the merger is, it's not like Charter is leaving Oklahoma and Oklahoma wants to get another cable standard. If they were, then the Corporation Commission would have something to say about it. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Denise writes, Lee, I've mentioned this to you a few times. I don't care about what kind of money brings into Piedmont. I like to drink water. I like to have lower electric bills, and I like to have a lot less noise because my health doesn't handle it. Where they want to put these data centers in, there is no water to be had. If we had substance, while the amount of water and whatever else they could bring, the one thing but we have to have well water out there is our wells drying up. Our neighbors have had to dig deeper and get well water to get well water to work. I haven't had a well work in a while. I'm one of the last people in our area that has city water, so I'm blessed to have that. But considering our dilapidated towers and pipe system here in Piedmont, we couldn't handle giving them water, and I don't know what our city thinks they are doing. We actually get water out of Lake Hefner, and Lake Hefner's half empty right now. Well, that's because we're in a drought. And Denise, as far as your infrastructure is concerned, what if the money brought in by the data center would repair that infrastructure? Or what if a condition of that data center coming in is that the data center replace the infrastructure? Because that kind of a deal can be struck. But none of that matters, Denise. The governor has signed two bills into law that say, one, the data center will have to provide its own water. Two, the data center will have to provide its own power. And the president of the United States agrees.
You pick the right location. What it means for a community is jobs and lots of money and lower taxes. And the data centers now are mandated by me that they build their own electricity, so they're not taking it from the grid.
Do you worry that
it's going to lower the electric cost? If I ran a community, if I was a mayor or if I was a governor in the state, I would want to have the data centers because They bring tremendous income.
And there you have it from President Trump. He said that earlier today while getting on the helicopter. So I'm starting to think, Denise, that this fear of those three aspects, water, power, noise, really are propaganda from the Chinese. I don't hear any complaints of water usage, noise, and electricity out of Pryor, Oklahoma, where there's a huge Google data center. I'm not hearing any of that out of Owosso, where they're about to build another big data center for Google. I'm not hearing any of that out of Logan County, Virginia, where there are four or five data centers. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews on the drive. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
David in Mustang.
Hello, David. What you got on your mind?
I think you're missing one tiny thing that she's talking about, and that is, same as in the panhandle, whenever the pig farms went in, the wells were at 300 feet in some areas, and as soon as the pig farms started sucking water out of the ground, the wells had to be extended 100 feet to get the water again.
Sure.
And so private individuals who were on well water of their own had the expense of getting a deeper well.
Yes.
Even though they're providing their own water, it does affect other people. However, of course, like you say, they're supposed to be recycling instead of just putting it in and taking it out.
I mean, that's what the law says. Now, you know, we've not had any challenges to that law. We've not had any data centers that have not acquiesced to that law yet. And I don't know who would be in charge of enforcing that law. But, okay, if you don't want the data center and you still are scared of those things, I'm not against people being allowed to vote on it or have a say in it, which is what I think is trying. Right. That's what's happening in Yukon. That's what's happening in Piedmont.
And I'm not scared of them.
I'm not either. I'm not either. But if it's not right, if you don't want it, I certainly honor your wishes.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, David. Glad you're listening in Mustang, and glad you are calling in to Freedom 96.9. You can do the same, 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. It's Freedom 96.9. Oh, and the Oklahoma GOP did something they have not done ever in a runoff election today. Endorsed candidates. I'll tell you who coming up on Freedom 96.9. I got a question from my niece just the other day. About a year ago, I took her shooting at H&H Shooting Sports, and she was asking me, what was that gun that I shot that I loved so much? And I said, well, Brooklyn, I think it was the Glock 44 22 caliber you liked. She said, because I'm thinking about buying my first gun. And I said, that would be a great choice for you, because you shot it, you shot well with it, and you knew that you liked it. Those are the three criteria you need when choosing a gun. I'm Lee Matthews. That's why H&H Shooting Sports is the perfect place for you to go and try out. I get the question all the time, what gun should I buy? And the gun you should buy is the gun that, A, you're going to be able to use when the time comes, B, you can shoot and shoot proficiently, and C, is a gun that it's not going to be too heavy or bulky for you. And they've got over 4,000 new and used firearms in stock at H&H Shooting Sports, one of the largest selections you'll find anywhere, featuring Springfield Armory, Glock, Walther, and more. Not sure what's right for you? That's your opportunity to go to the range and try before you buy, with over 100 different firearms available to rent on the range. Maybe even ask about the Glock 44. I don't know. That might be right for you. It may not be. When you're looking for selection, value, and ultimate shooting experience, H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear, I-40 and Meridian.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom. And you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9.
and freedom969.com.
If it's neuropathy and chronic pain that you have, you can trust your wellness to Modus Health and their highly trained team. At Modus Health, they're experts in massage, chiropractic care, and physical therapy, and can tackle everything from neuropathy to chronic pain. Serving Oklahoma and beyond, they're here to ease your pain, boost your mobility, and support your health with personalized care. Visit ModusHealth.com for a free consultation. Modus Health, Oklahoma's choice for feeling your best, naturally and effectively. ModusHealth.com.
My love, you've done it. You slayed the beast.
Indeed, princess. Well, what's this? You're injured.
I am, but I know the cure.
Pray tell.
Journey to Reno and Sarah Road, to the place they call Okie Dokie Bakery.
What?
I need a dozen cookies at least. Cupcakes, macarons.
Are you sure?
They are delicious. Just what I need.
We ride to Okie Dokie.
Okie Dokie Bakery. Visit OkieDokieBakery.com.
Hi, this is Major Herman with the Oklahoma City Fire Department, reminding you lithium-ion batteries power many of the devices we use every day, but they need to be charged safely. Always use the manufacturer charger, avoid charging on beds, couches, or other soft surfaces, and don't leave battery-powered devices in a hot vehicle. If a battery is damaged, swollen, or unusually hot, stop using it immediately. Learn more about battery safety from the Oklahoma City Fire Department, because safe charging can save lives.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Even though it was just a couple of years ago, it shows you how the country where we're at right now. Now people understand that criminals got to go to prison. And that's why that mayor over in San Francisco has been so effective. That's why the mayor in D.C. working with the president has been so effective. That's why crime is going down in most places across the country. But then if you listen to Abdul El Sayed, his past comments are impossible to justify.
The Brian Kilmeade Show. Weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast calling for cloudy skies tonight, 20% chance of rain, low 75. Cloudy tomorrow, high 93. Tomorrow night, 71 for the low into Thursday. We'll be partly cloudy, high 95. Friday, sunny and a high of 98. It is 101 at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Lee Matthews and The Drive with Dennis and Kingfisher. Hi, Dennis. Thanks for hanging on.
Hey, Lee. 98 power plants in the United States across 28 states, 57 of them are commercial. And as far as the data centers go, I mean, why don't we just build them along the coast and put desalinization,
Selenation?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And why can't they come up with a version that you desalinify the water and use it for a power plant, too?
Well, you know, there is this notion that they can use non-potable water or the so-called gray water because they don't have to, they don't need to be able to consume the water. They just need to use the water for the cooling properties. So they don't, it's a little like the water out of a power plant and the water that a power plant uses and recycles and recycles and recycles.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, effectively, if they could do that, then they could stick it off the coast on a old oil well platform or something.
Well, the Chinese are already experimenting with that, and I think they're experimenting with it well. That wouldn't solve the problem of what we're going to do about data centers here in the middle of the country, because we're going to need them here, too.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they maybe need to redesign and put refrigeration in there to cool it instead of water.
Well, and that's the thing. The refrigeration has to come from something.
Yeah. I don't know. Move it all on. Move them all in Alaska. There's plenty of room up there.
Thanks a lot for the call, Dennis, on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews and The Drive. Cynthia writes, "Hello, Lee. I love your show. I wanted to ask, beside the book 1984, what is the other book you were talking about on your show just the other day on August 20th? Cynthia, I think what you're referring to is, I was talking about the insurance industry and the John Grisham novel, The Rainmaker. And that book was about how the insurance, many insurance companies, will go into a poor neighborhood and they'll sell insurance on the dime, on the dollar. And then if anybody ever wants to make a claim on that insurance policy, their first action as an insurance company is to deny the claim. And then they keep denying the claim, playing the odds that the person won't hire a lawyer and sue. And I was drawing the correlation between that part of the book and what is going on with some of the homeowners' policies with some of the larger and more reputable insurance companies here in Oklahoma, like State Farm. State Farm's getting to the point where if you have a hailstorm in the spring and then you have another one in the fall, well, they're not going to pay for the one in the fall. They're only going to give you one claim every 2 years or something nutty like that. And people have had enough, and they're suing. And I think they should. Thanks a lot for writing in to freedom969.com. Cynthia.
KQOB, Enid, Oklahoma City.
Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Enid Police Department mourning the loss of one of their own. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. President Trump is considering changing the name of Lake Ontario to Lake America as the trade war between the United States and Canada continues.
The president wrote on Truth Social that his administration is giving serious thought to the move since they don't expect to be doing much business with Ontario any longer. Trade tension between the two nations has escalated after Canada's prime minister removed negotiators from trade talks with the U.S. This is not the first time the president has looked to rename a body of water between the U.S. and another country after signing an executive order last year renaming the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America. I'm Natalie Migliori.
It's the middle of West Nile virus season, and one expert is offering some tips to reduce the chances of getting the virus.
Catherine Hill with Purdue University's College of Agriculture urges folks to remove any standing water from your property because she says it could be a breeding ground for mosquitoes, which can carry West Nile.
Dog bowls or pot plants that have water standing in them, just turn them over. You can flush out bird baths, and this really helps to reduce the mosquito numbers or burden in your area.
When spending time outdoors, she says use EPA-approved repellent and protective clothing. Hill also recommends washing the bite area, not scratching it. I'm Scott Pringle.
A new study shows a compound may result in burning fat, but without the muscle loss. And that could mean another way for obese people to lose weight. Michael Kastner reports.
A University of California, Berkeley study shows a compound called TOFA makes the body burn more energy, activates genes that has cells use fat and produce more energy. TOFA improved glucose control and improved signs of fatty liver disease in a study with mice. However, researchers emphasize TOFA has only been tested on animals so far.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant, and her name is Sherry.
Hello.
She's a friend of mine whom we were just praying for because of a surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is
MediShare.
That is right.
Yeah. So what was your experience like with MediShare and the healthcare bills?
Honestly, Brant, seamless. And what a blessing that is when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems. And let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in with your need, that is just
refreshing.
Yes, that's what it is.
But yeah. I keep telling people love MediShare, and they love saving tons of money too. The typical family can save $500 a month.
I am very thankful for MediShare. It is so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way.
Good different. Call now. They're easy to talk to, and you can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. The Enid Police Department is mourning the loss of Sergeant Lee Friesendahl, who was killed in an off-duty vehicle crash Monday. He served with the department for more than 19 years and was known for mentoring younger officers and serving the Enid community. Police officials say the death is a significant loss for the department and the community as well, especially for those who worked alongside him over the years. Funeral arrangements have yet to be announced. A vehicle crashed into a home in southwest Oklahoma City early Tuesday morning.
Authorities report the crash happened around 1 a.m. near Southwest 59th Street and Pennsylvania Avenue. Authorities haven't said what caused the wreck or whether anyone was injured. The vehicle did cause visible damage to the home, though an estimate on the cost of the damage hasn't currently been released either. The incident remains under investigation. In Edmond, officials are warning drivers to prepare for delays beginning tomorrow as the North Kelly Avenue Railroad crossing closes for maintenance. City officials say BNSF Railway will be working on the crossing through September 4th. Drivers are being encouraged to use alternate routes if possible during the construction period or expect delays. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Oklahoma families are paying too much, and they deserve someone who understands how to lower insurance premiums. Marty Quinn has spent more than 40 years helping families, seniors, farmers, and small businesses protect what matters most. A conservative leader, Marty Quinn knows how to hold big insurance accountable and fight for lower costs and greater transparency. As insurance commissioner, Marty Quinn will put Oklahoma first, protecting families and standing against government overreach. Consumers always win with Marty Quinn.
Paid for by Friends of Marty Quinn 2026.
Say what? The Oklahoma Department of Human Services may owe the federal government refunds due to fraud? No. More coming up as the drive continues on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a thunderstorm developing late with a low temperature of 75. Tomorrow will bring a mix of clouds and sun with temperatures not as hot as recent days, reaching a high of 92. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy and humid with a low dropping to 73. As for Thursday, anticipate intervals of sunshine with clouds at times and a high temperature of 92. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
It's happening now.
We shouldn't be giving water to something else when we need water for life.
On the new Freedom 96.9.
And we need water for our livestock. We're an agricultural town, not an industrial town.
Not last week.
We use a closed-loop system.
Not yesterday.
Keep things cool without constantly pouring water into the system.
Keep up with what's happening.
Today, we are launching Operation Economic Outcast
now
to foreclose the Iranian regime.
With a new Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
A lot of things on the topic buffet that we have hit upon. Dolly Parton passed away. A life of a remarkable woman and a remarkable musician on top of that. Runoff election continues, and we've got one more hour before the polls will be officially closing. I went over what I was voting upon and how I was voting upon. You can certainly make the decision on your own. State GOP has broke its long silence on endorsing some candidates. I will tell you why a little bit later on in this hour. And we had a good question asked earlier today. Why would the head of the CIA be making a quick, quiet, and clandestine flight to Moscow? And the answer, at least according to experts who have worked in that line of work and at that level of work, you don't do something like that unless you were going to ask for something very specific. So the question is, what did he go and ask Putin for? Did it have something to do with the battle with Ukraine? Did it have something to do with the launch of their new nuclear submarine? I wouldn't have thought that. Did it have something to do with renewing peace talks with the United States? Or did it have something to do with something in particular that was being supplied to Iran by Russia? We don't know any of that, but that is probably along the lines of what it had to do with. So, your thoughts on that. 405-608-4377. It went on for 3 hours, but what, if anything, was decided at the Piedmont City Council meeting last night? We'll get into that, too. On Freedom 96.9, your calls and questions and anything else you want to bring to the topic buffet, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Russell in Oklahoma City, hi.
Hello, Lee. First, I want to start off with, I got, during my work today, I got three text messages about three different people backing Mike Massey.
Is that all? Is that all you got? I mean, I probably got 25 or 30 over the course of the past 3 days, but go ahead.
Well, anyway, that's kind of like I'm last minute
Posting
yeah. for whatever reason. And I'm also surprised
that you assuming,
got...
They're assuming you haven't voted. And so they're trying, if you haven't voted, they're trying to put that bug in your ear. Mike Mazey.
And plus, I'm surprised, maybe that's the reason why you're still running political ads on the radio, too, I guess.
Well, we run whatever they buy. I mean, I'm not going to turn somebody's money down, so they're going to continue to run political ads till probably 7 o'clock or so. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I also just got through looking through my email, and I have USAFacts.com, and they said they have the people who work for the federal government is at 2,686,000 people who work for the federal government.
That's down, by the way, from like 4 million from when Trump took over.
Oh, well, anyway, well, I decided to do a little bit of math to see how much, if you did a 25% cut on employment, like have first go through retirement and then go through furloughs and then go through termination, you would 25% across the board employment deduction would equal out to 671,500 people. Now, do you think that will affect the process of how government works?
No, because I think government is bloated. I think government is we've got way too many people doing way too little work in government. And I just think that we can do with less, much less.
So if a president came in and said, I'm going to eliminate 671,000 jobs from the federal government, you wouldn't have a problem with
that? Not at all. No.
Okay. And second, yesterday I was listening to Glenn. I usually have to listen to him on my lunch break on YouTube for the first hour. And he had a little story about somebody from your state. And I was wondering, here in Oklahoma, back in high school days, we had to take Oklahoma history.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did you have to take Louisiana history?
Or yes, did they, what? Eighth grade.
Eighth grade?
Yeah.
Okay. So did they teach you anything about Huey Long?
Oh, God, yes.
Okay, well, I found out that back in the 30s, he was in the 1932. To 1935 or 30-something. And he was a governor or got the governorship. And he was doing what they're doing now, wealth spreading. He did all this story about him. He would be against high taxes and spreading the wealth. And J.D. Vance apparently mentioned or took some of one of his speeches and made it into his own. So, what do you think about Huey Long?
Well,
do you have any opinions of Huey Long?
Yeah, Huey Long was a politician's
Democrat.
Politician. Yeah, he got elected by playing on the fears of poor people. So, you know, he would come into a small town and he would start his speech and he would take his shoes off and let everybody see the holes in his socks because a lot of those same people had holes in their socks. This was the Depression era in Louisiana. So there wasn't a lot going on job-wise and it was kind of a miserable existence and he made all these promises about how he can relate and he can relate to the poor man and that's how he got elected. And then he served and then announced he was going to run for Senate. And he was going to handpick his successor when he was assassinated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I went and voted about right after work. I voted about like 4:30. And they said, there was about like 43. I live on the southeast side of Oklahoma City. So there was, at my little voting center.
Your precinct, yeah.
Precinct, that's what I was looking for. There was only like 43 people who came in then. But they were expecting a rush between 5 and 6. So
yeah. Mine was at 11:30, and I think I had 300 people had voted.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it got any better or what.
Well, I learned something because I asked one of the guys, the head guy that was heading over it, said that because I got a little educated on how the system works.
Yeah.
At 7 o'clock, when he closes down the poll, he locks it up, makes three receipts, one for the box, one for the precinct, and one for somebody else. And then the one he leaves for the precinct, he tapes on the window for the media. If any media comes by and wants the results from the precinct.
Yeah.
But he said he has to take it, all the box and everything, to Lincoln. And he has to stand in line and wait for his name to be called to have his votes tallied.
Oh, okay.
But he didn't have an answer for this one. Since this is a statewide runoff election, the question was, would somebody in Roger Mills County have to drive all the way here to drop it off and be counted?
I don't think so. I think they have their own, and then it is electronically transferred, because we get those, we get that data. I mean, we'll know.
Quickly.
Yeah, we'll know by 7:30.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's another question. The early voting.
Mm-hmm.
Have they already tallied the early votes?
Yes.
Or were they
yes.
won't do it?
No, no.
Oh, okay.
It's already tallied. It's just the data hasn't been released.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know if they don't start counting the early vote until 7 o'clock or they
No. It's already counted.
All day.
Everything's counted.
Oh.
Yeah. That's why it goes so fast. When you go into your polling place and you fill out your ballot and you run it into that scanner, cha-ching, it is counted. Okay? But the data stays in that scanner until it is delivered to the county election board, and the data is downloaded.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
The data at the election board, when you go to vote early, you go down to the county election board, and you fill out your ballot, you run it through the scanner, same thing. So that's why within 10 minutes, we have all the absentee ballots counted and we have all of the early votes counted, and you immediately get those results because those are already at the election board.
Well, I wasn't very in tune on Friday, so was there a high turnout on early voting?
I honestly don't know. I had a listener say there was about 1,500 when she went, which was in the middle of the day.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But that was Oklahoma County. Now, your question about, say, Roger Mills County out in the West. Well, Roger Mills County evidently has its own election board somewhere, probably the courthouse of Cimarron, Oklahoma, which I think is the seat of Roger Mills County. That's where the data will go, and then it is electronically transferred to the state.
Okay.
Yeah.
I learned something today.
Yeah, but that's, you got to understand, that's why these other states get into so much trouble. These other states don't count them until the polls close. They don't start running them through the scanner or the computer, whatever's counting them. That's why Arizona is in such trouble. They only take the ballots and they don't start counting till the polls close. And so that's why it takes days sometimes for them to get all of the votes counted.
Okay.
It's idiotic. It really is idiotic. And then you got idiotic states like California that will let you turn in your ballot up to, I don't know, 5-10 days after the election.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Now, I would understand if you were living in a state like Alaska, where chances are you're going to have to take a 30-mile snowmobile trip to get to the polling place. And even then, somebody's going to have to get on the Great Alaska Railroad and haul it into the state capitol when they get it all put in. I understand that because it's such a rural state and there's very few highways up there. I get that. So they love mail-in voting because the mail-in voting is a lot more efficient for their citizens. Colorado has mail-in voting, but if you're going to have mail-in voting, you've got to have better deadlines then. Yeah, you can turn your ballot in up to 30 days after the election. No, I would say you have 7 days before the election to get your ballot in the mail and postmarked. Yeah. And if it's not postmarked by then, I'm sorry, your vote won't count.
True.
Yeah.
Well, okay, Lee. Well, thank you.
All right.
Guys, for everybody.
Glad I could answer your questions. I get that question a lot about how it works. And I'm happy to answer that question. I've had to answer. I was in an intra-company meeting where someone said, "Hey, yeah, while I got you here, let me ask you, how does that work?" And I told them, and I said, "That's why we have so many problems with some of these other states. These other states are being really, really idiotic." And I can only imagine it has nothing to do with incompetence. It has nothing to do with an antiquated system, but it has everything to do with the ability to manipulate the results of the election, because it gives them time to see, oh, I see the Democrats are not doing very well. Let's go see if we can find some more ballots. Yeah, I know this county always has a lot of ballots and they haven't been turned in. Let's go get those counted. 405-608-4377. Speaking of which, something that is very rare, the Oklahoma GOP endorsed candidates in the runoff. Usually, they don't. They stay out of the runoff. So, Oklahoma Republican Party over the weekend drew new attention with some of the biggest races that are coming up in November. The GOP endorsed three candidates in major Republican runoff contests: governor, state superintendent, and labor commissioner. GOP Chairwoman Charity Lynch said the party's committee voted on overwhelming majority to back Mike Mazie for governor. The party also endorsed James Taylor for state superintendent and Kevin West for labor commissioner. What did I tell you? I did not know about these endorsements when I filled out my ballot. I honestly didn't. Lynch said the party decided to take the step because the old status quo of being silent and then having a bunch of rhinos in our legislature is not going to cut it anymore. We want our platform to mean something. We want our values to be stood up for, and that's why they made the choice. I applaud them for doing it. Because candidates like Gettner Drummond, who will run to the right but then govern to the middle or the left when they're elected, we have them all over Oklahoma. That's who David Holt is. David Holt ran to the right, and he's governing to the left. If you remember Brad Henry, he ran to the right, he governed to the left, and showed his true colors. If you're going to run to the right, we want you to govern to the right. Now, so far, in my opinion, Governor Stitt, over his two terms, has governed to the right, and he ran to the right. But we have too many independent thinking or you see, the Democrats know they can't win if they run as a Democrat. They know that. So they run as a Republican, even though their sensibilities are Democrat. And they try to trick you. And that's one thing Oklahoma, the people of Oklahoma, I find, are sick and tired of. They're sick and tired of being tricked. We were tricked about the lottery. Oh, it's going to be the education lottery. It's going to solve all of our problems when it comes to education. It hasn't. We were tricked about tribal gaming. Oh, yeah, so the money that's going to be rolling in is just going to be great. It hasn't. It's been great for the tribes. Medical marijuana. Oh, the tax money is going to be great. The tax money is all being eaten up by law enforcement to enforce the law so that it is all done right. And now data centers. Now, I feel differently about data centers. But when someone like Gettner Drummond comes in and refuses to tell me how he feels about data centers and refuses to put on his website what he thinks about the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority and refuses to put what he thinks about energy policy in Oklahoma or property taxes or income taxes, he said nothing about any of those, at least on his website. And I'm not going to sit there and sit through each one of his speeches in each one of his communities that he goes and speaks to try to get what his platform is. You got to make it easy. Now, again, Mike Maisie, he wasn't my first choice. But when I put him up against Drummond, he was my choice. 405-608-4377. It's Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews and The Drive. Right now, our insurance commissioner in Oklahoma really has no say when it comes to rates. But that is liable to change. And that's why if you haven't voted yet, A, you need to vote, and B, you need to pay close attention to your choice of who the insurance commissioner will be to advance to the final election. We've got two candidates on the Republican side. Both of them are very qualified. I'm going to leave it up to you. I've already told you who I'm supporting and why. And, you know, I'm not going with the guy that is supported by trial lawyers, because trial lawyers want one thing, tort. And tort reform where you don't get as much as you normally would. I'm going with the guy that has been in the insurance business for over 40 years. That's why you should go with a roofer that's been in the business for over 40 years. And that's my good friend Scott McCullum of McRoof. And if you want his phone number, he'll tell you who he thinks you should support. 405-877-7663. While you're talking to him, make an appointment for an upcoming inspection of your roof, because now's the time of year to do that. Because if we get into a situation where there's hail and high winds in the fall, which can happen, and you notice that you've got a problem, it'll be too late. 405-877-7663, McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time. And remember to get out there and vote.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
McRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. McRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection, and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663.
Hey y'all, it's Austin from Cops Gun Shop. For 92 years, they made you beg. Fingerprints, photographs, Form 4s, tax stamps, waiting. That ends now. If you're a Gun Owners of America member or Silencer Shop customer, suppressors now transfer on a simple 4473 background check. Same as any other firearm. No Form 4, no ATF approval, no federal registry. Walk out the same day. And at Cops Gun Shop, we didn't wait. At 0001 hours on August 14th, 2026, Cops Gun Shop became the first dealer in the state of Oklahoma to transfer an unregistered suppressor on a 4473 background check form to Don Spencer, president of the Oklahoma Second Amendment Association. First in Oklahoma, done at Cops Gun Shop. While others were still figuring it out, we were already making history. Come get your suppressor today. If we don't have something in stock you're wanting, we will check availability and get it ordered for you. Cops Gun Shop is located at 416 Hudeberg Circle in Oklahoma City, and we are open to the public. We don't wait for permission. We took the right. Cops Gun Shop, first in Oklahoma, and we are still leading. Cops Gun Shop. The only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy or gal with a gun.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
But a lot of this woke garbage. Thanksgiving is a day of oppression. And you're like, wait, just shut up. I want to watch football. And that was the biggest problem for Francesca Hong. It's not that she wanted to cancel Thanksgiving. It's that she had the personality of someone that makes you want to cancel Thanksgiving. Nah, not this year. Francesca's coming. No. Tell her I got some kind of bug.
Fox Across America. Weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
You pick the right location, what it means for a community is jobs and lots of money and lower taxes. And the data centers now are mandated by me that they build their own electricity, so they're not taking it from the grid. It's going to lower the electric cost. If I ran a community, if I was a mayor or if I was a governor in the state, I would want to have the data centers because they bring tremendous income.
So there we are. President Trump basically echoing what Governor Stitt has done, and that is, data centers will have to prove how they're going to utilize their own water and not take water out of the water table, have to utilize their own power and not take power from the power grid, and the same with the noise issue. Now, again, it's not clear to me who will enforce that if, okay, the data center's built, it's up, it's running, and none of that comes to pass. I don't know who will be in it. Maybe Corporation Commission. If they'll do it, Corporation Commission thus far has never met a rate increase that they didn't like. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. And one of the big issues and one of the big races in today's runoff is the insurance commissioner. I'm going with an insurance commissioner that had spent more time actually dealing with insurance, selling and helping people with their insurance needs, rather than someone who's backed up by the trial judges. But it brings to mind the questions about the major insurance companies and the lawsuits that are going on within our state, like State Farm. And this week, some documents have been released by State Farm that are surprising. I'll go over them coming up on Freedom 96.9 and your calls to 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive.
USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. Oil prices fell more than 3% today as investors view the new sanctions as less threatening to supply than further military escalation. Brent crude settled around $89 a barrel despite continued uncertainty around the Strait of Hormuz. Country music legend Dolly Parton died this morning in Nashville after being hospitalized with kidney issues. Parton sold over 100 million records worldwide and won 11 Grammy Awards. She was also inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 2022.
But I feel honored mostly, I think, to be in this house of all this greatness and all this talent.
Dolly Parton was 80 years old.
At the closing bell, the Dow Jones added 160, the S&P gained 24, and the NASDAQ rose by 171 points. I'm Lizzie Radabali.
From America's News Network USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant, and her name is Sherry.
Hello.
She's a friend of mine whom we were just praying for because of a surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is...
MediShare.
That is right.
Yeah. So what was your experience like with MediShare and the healthcare bills?
Honestly, Brant, seamless. And what a blessing that is when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems. And let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in with your need, that is just...
It is refreshing.
Yes, that's what it is.
But yeah. I keep telling people, people love MediShare, and they love saving tons of money, too. The typical family can save $500 a month.
I am very thankful for MediShare. It is so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way.
Good different. Call now. They're easy to talk to, and you can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com.
The Enid Police Department is mourning the loss of Sergeant Lee Friesendahl, who was killed in an off-duty vehicle crash Monday. He served with the department for more than 19 years and was known for mentoring younger officers and serving the Enid community. Police officials say the death is a significant loss for the department and the community as well, especially for those who worked alongside him over the years. Funeral arrangements have yet to be announced. A vehicle crashed into a home in southwest Oklahoma City early Tuesday morning. Authorities report the crash happened around 1 a.m. near Southwest 59th Street and Pennsylvania Avenue. Authorities haven't said what caused the wreck or whether anyone was injured. The vehicle did cause visible damage to the home, though an estimate on the cost of the damage hasn't currently been released either. The incident remains under investigation. In Edmond, officials are warning drivers to prepare for delays beginning tomorrow as the North Kelly Avenue Railroad crossing closes for maintenance. City officials say BNSF Railway will be working on the crossing through September 4th. Drivers are being encouraged to use alternate routes if possible during the construction period or expect delays. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Don't settle for less. Visit H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma City's firearms superstore. I'm Lee Matthews. With more than 4,000 new and used firearms in stock, H&H has one of the largest selections you'll find anywhere, featuring Springfield Armory, Glock, Walther, and more. Not sure what's right for you? Try before you buy. H&H has more than 100 different firearms available for rent on the range. So when you're looking for selection, value, and the ultimate shooting experience, head to H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
Hi, this is Major Meredith with the Oklahoma City Fire Department. Sudden cardiac arrest can happen to anyone, anywhere, and immediate action can save a life. Our hands-only CPR class teaches you how to recognize cardiac arrest, call 911, and perform effective chest compressions until firefighters or first responders arrive. No medical background is needed, just the willingness to help. Visit okc.gov/fire for more information on how to schedule free training for your business, group, or organization.
Hey, it's Lee Matthews with a quick question for you. Care to take a guess at what the number one selling pickup truck in its class is? Notice I said in its class. And that would be the Chevy Silverado pickup truck. Now, one of the reasons that it's the number one selling truck is because a lot of fleet vehicles are Chevy Silverado trucks. Why? Well, they last. They are well built, and they come with a lot of features. And you can find, whether you're buying several at a time for your fleet or getting your fleet repaired, or you just want a fancy schmancy pickup truck that you can take to church and go haul hay with. That's from Frontier Auto Group. And Frontier Auto Group Chevy dealership on the roundabout at Route 66 in El Reno. They also handle Ram, and Ram has other options, other colors that might interest you. They've also got Chrysler for the SUVs in your world, Jeep if you're looking for something heavy-duty and four-wheel drive, and Dodge if you really want to hit the track and plaster your family to the back seat with the enormous amount of acceleration power that everybody loves. Have you noticed, like, I could do a whole show on this, that the Dodge Charger has a unique sound? I think that's by design. It's kind of like when Harley Davidson started making his motorcycles. He wanted them to have a particular sound, so you knew when you heard, oh, there goes a Harley. Well, now, oh, there goes a Dodge Ram, a Dodge Charger. Anyway, Frontier Motors, Frontier Auto Group. I'm running out of time. 405-262-3355, just minutes from Oklahoma City, and wherever you are in El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66, Frontier Auto Group.
When you give to OMRF, 100% of your dollars are used to fuel medical research and create discoveries in the fight against cancer, heart disease, Alzheimer's, and more. And with every tax-deductible donation, you can also receive an Oklahoma tax credit of up to $2,000. The more you give, the more you save. And the more we help everyday people live longer, healthier lives. Make a difference today by donating at omrf.org.
1-9-11 Museum is trying to rewrite history. I'll tell you where and why. As the drive continues in 30 seconds, I'm Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a thunderstorm developing late with a low temperature of 75. Tomorrow will bring a mix of clouds and sun with temperatures not as hot as recent days, reaching a high of 92. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy and humid with a low dropping to 73. As for Thursday, anticipate intervals of sunshine with clouds at times and a high temperature of 92. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
One, we have to change the measurables on education. We got to start with the 0-year-old, that little newborn, to the 5-year-old. We know that 60% of the brain is developed in the first 5 years. And
that is Gettner Drummond talking to a group of educators about how the public education system needs to get a hold of your child at 0 years and stay in preschool to 5 years. Then, from 5 to 19, basically, the public school system needs to raise your children. Huh. I wonder how well that will go over, right? We've got 20 minutes to find out, I suppose, on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews on the drive. So you've heard all about this lawsuit with State Farm. And it was either last week or week before. The judge in the case said, I'm not going to let you State Farm lawyers delay or obfuscate or try to distract. So you have 10 days to get certain documents to this court, which they turned over late last week. And some of the documentation is surprising. State Farm has complied with the Oklahoma judge's orders to release internal documents that attorneys representing homeowners across the state believe prove a scheme to underpay on whether damage claims are being paid. The documents, according to the lawsuit, show that State Farm ran its wind and hail claims process more like a cost-cutting sales campaign, complete with quotas, tracking dashboards, and internal messaging controls while telling customers nothing had changed in their coverage. Now, I mentioned the movie and the book, The Rainmaker. The Rainmaker is about a young lawyer goes to work for an ambulance chaser. In so working for that ambulance chaser comes across a case of a young man who's got leukemia, and his insurance company won't pay the claim to treat the leukemia. He then later finds out that this insurance company, that's how they do business. They sell these discount policies and then deny, hoping no one will get a lawyer. And they play the odds, and there's a pile of cash at the end of the day. It's starting to sound like that's what State Farm and other insurance companies was doing with homeowners insurance here in Oklahoma. Number one, it started as the biggest bucket of opportunity. Internal documents released in one of the many court cases against State Farm show that executives flagged opportunities for enterprise results in weather claims. Number two, State Farm built a playbook and rolled out nationwide. The documents lay out specific tools that are used to get adjusters to approve fewer full roof replacements and more repairs instead. A training module called The Art of Conversation, basically a script that helped adjusters and agents deliver bad news to customers without changing the actual insurance policy. Three, State Farm measured it like a sales campaign. A snippet of the instant message from a State Farm executive stated how much the company could save by paying out 1% less in hail damage claims. What did I tell you? What did my friend Scott McCollum tell you? Four, State Farm bragged about the results in a 2021 internal document crediting the tactics with $1.4 billion in claims being dropped and payouts being dropped in the first year. One executive described the new internal tracking dashboard as a silver platter handed to the team running the program. Five, there was outside pressure to make the numbers look legitimate. State Farm hired Accenture, which was a consulting company to help develop industry benchmarks suggesting insurers overpay on wind and hail claims. Benchmarks that documents describe as self-serving, built to justify the internal cost-cutting rather than reflect independent objective standards. Six, State Farm's own agents were sounding the alarm the whole time. So kind of like the book, The Rainmaker, there was a whistleblower who ended up getting fired. Well, a State Farm agent named Tracy House emailed company leaders directly warning that the company's reputation was collapsing because of how roof claims were being handled. She wrote that customers were being lowballed and that adjusters were being pushed to write repair estimates instead of replacements, even when replacement was clearly warranted. Why does Scott McCollum call his company Replacement Done Right? and that even competitors known for bad claim service, like Allstate, had a better reputation than State Farm in some markets. 7, there was a repurposed profit task force that discussed claims, internal emails, showed a group originally focused on profit strategy, and it was repurposed to meet weekly specifics to discuss claim handling numbers and detailed undercuts. The industry usually defend those claim departments were walled off from profit pressure. These are the documents that were released by State Farm to the court. And they were delaying and obfuscating as much as they could because they didn't want this out. No, I'm not reporting this to you because I'm trying to make State Farm look bad. I don't want State Farm to look bad. I've done business with State Farm for 60 years.
How can that be, Lee? You're not that old.
My parents and grandparents all did business with State Farm. We were big fans of the, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Doesn't look like that anymore, though, does it? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. I will keep you up to date with that case. And it'll also hinge on who the new insurance commissioner is, which is now more than ever very important. And we will find out in another 15 minutes who our Republican candidate for insurance commissioner will be. If you haven't voted, vote. Getting back to Piedmont, there was no final decision made regarding the controversial data center project last night. But, I kept trying to report on it and I kept trying to look for information. And the reason I couldn't find any information is that there wasn't any because the meeting was still going on. The meeting started about the time I got on the air yesterday and it didn't stop until about 10 p.m. Project Open Sky developers presented their plans for the massive six facility data center campus spanning over 630 acres near Northwest 248th Street and Richland Road in Piedmont. What I gather they're going to do is they're going to start construction and then add to that construction as they go. The 3-hour meeting featured heavy public opposition to and intense debate over the potential impacts of local water usage, noise levels, property values, and rural lifestyle. There was no final vote. The council members listened to the public comments and developer presentations, but adjourned without casting a vote on the project's landing zone. Developers noted that if Piedmont rejects the proposal, they've got a backup plan. They have secured acreage in neighboring Kingfisher County, and they will move the project forward there instead. That is if Kingfisher County doesn't go by and do the same thing that Piedmont is doing. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. Clay writes, Lee, I can't wait till the end of today and tomorrow when we can go back to listening to regular commercials instead of political ads running back to back to back. Yes, Clay, I know what you mean, but I also believe in the free enterprise system. And even by law, if we accept money from one political campaign, we have to accept it from another. So, A, I don't mind the extra cash in our pockets. B, it is part of our license obligation for the FCC. Ryan writes, Lee, you were talking about insurance companies. Did you know most insurance companies are represented by the legal firm of Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe? I like that. Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe. And then Brian goes on to say, correct me if I'm wrong, Lee, but I don't recall Mike Mazie's wife donating to Joe Biden. Yeah, I don't either. Now, in all fairness, Brian, from what I understand, Drummond blamed that on his wife and that it was a mistake on the part of his wife. and that the money had been refunded, or that he asked for a refund, they got the money back. I don't know how you make a mistake like that. I really don't. So I never really quite bought that story. If my lovely wife was making contributions to the Joe Biden campaign behind my back, I would not be happy about it. Now, if she came to me and said, hey, I'd really like to make some contributions to the Biden campaign, and I'm going to do it with or without your permission, I would say, okay, it's fine. That's fine. I then would say to her, I'm going to give a comparable amount of money to a Republican. And that probably would stop her in her tracks because she wouldn't want to give twice as much money as she gave. So, see, that the lovely wife and I, we make decisions like that together. Evidently, Drummond doesn't with his wife. I don't know. I don't know. Excuse me. 405-684-377. It's Freedom 96.9. Hi, you were on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
John from Oklahoma City.
Good to hear from you, sir.
Good, sir. Thank you. Well, the insurance, we had State Farm, and my wife and I, and I don't know why we had it, but we used to have Geico. Something bad happened with that.
Yeah.
But we had State Farm. And,
I don't even see Geico anymore. I don't know. Do they still exist?
Yeah, really. But we had it, and my wife, we had it for years after something happened. But whenever we moved or something, I don't know what the reason was, we switched insurance companies, okay,
yeah.
2005 or so. And we got a new car or something, but when we switched, there was an old van that we had. We drove back out here from California after we went out there for a while. But I've been here for like 30 years.
After you came to your senses and came back,
I went out there and got my wife, brought her back.
All right, there you go.
I'm married, and I ain't paying what they're going to do to me in California.
Yeah,
oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah.
I stood up and did everything. I stayed sober. Anyway, I wasn't a big joke. But anyway, I had State Farm. Mm-hmm. And when she canceled the insurance on the van, we had a car that her dad gave us or something. Anyway. Yeah. Well, we got the car. She had a job. She was going to Midwest City. And she was a pet groomer. So we was going up and down that road right there by the one main golf, or by the, going north into town. So, and she got pulled over going to lunch, getting burritos or something.
Okay.
And they put her in jail for no car insurance on the car. And something, I don't know. And because we switched on the van. She had the van. I don't know why, but they put her in jail for not having car insurance. We had insurance.
I've never heard that. I've heard of being cited. You'd be given a ticket. I don't know of anybody being arrested and put in jail unless that vehicle had been used in some sort of crime.
No, it was parked, and we didn't have any insurance on it, but they said something about And her boss had to bail her out of jail, and it was because she didn't have insurance. And I don't know, that's what happened. It was a story that she had, that's what she told us. And of course, I had to go down there and get her ride home, but it's crazy. We didn't like State Farm, and we switched. And
okay.
For some reason, in that episode, she went to jail for that.
I'm not going to argue with you because I'm sure it did happen, John. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer about how that can happen. It probably wasn't State Farm's fault, or it was something that State Farm did or did not do when they were supposed to do it. But here is what's happening. If you bundle your policy, auto and home, and you make a claim, say you get a hailstorm, and you make a claim on your roof for your house. Well, later in the year, if you have an auto accident and want to make a claim, they are liable to not honor it because they're only going to honor one claim per two-year period or one-year period or whatever it is. And I don't even know if that is in the writing of your policy. So you need to get your policy out. And you got to go over it with a damn fine-tooth comb and a magnifying glass to see if it says that or doesn't say that. And then if that happens to you, you got to call a lawyer. And, of course, that will be extra money as well. But that's what you pay the insurance company for. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Otherwise, it's just a benevolent society. Oh, yeah, we were going to help you, but we ran out of money, so we're not going to do it anymore. Even though you paid all this money into it. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. I'm from the government, and I'm here to help you, said no one ever. Actually, that's an old Ronald Reagan joke. The most useless words in the world. And actually, it's true when it comes to Medicare. No, Medicare itself is not useless or helpless, but signing up for it can sometimes feel that way. It's Lee Matthews. That's where the Well-Preserved Advisory Group comes in. They are here to help you because they don't work for the government. They work for themselves. 405-848-5790, and they have since, well, over 40 years, okay? I've been here 20-plus years, and I know they've been here 20-plus years before me. So, the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, the best call you can make if you're getting ready to set up for Medicare and you were born in 1961, probably getting a lot of those pesky phone calls, emails, and texts. And no, I'm not talking about today's election. I'm talking about everything else that has to go with Medicare. The team at Well Preserved, they will put together a plan that works for you and you only. 405-848-5790. So, signing up for Medicare just might be easy and helpful with the help of the Well Preserved Advisory Group.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about this station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
MetRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. MetRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection, and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663.
Hey, y'all, it's Austin from Cops Gun Shop. For 92 years, they made you beg. Fingerprints, photographs, Form 4s, tax stamps, waiting. That ends now. If you're a Gun Owners of America member or Silencer Shop customer, suppressors now transfer on a simple 4473 background check. Same as any other firearm. No Form 4, no ATF approval, no federal registry. Walk out the same day. And at Cops Gun Shop, we didn't wait. At 0001 hours on August 14th, 2026, Cops Gun Shop became the first dealer in the state of Oklahoma to transfer an unregistered suppressor on a 4473 background check form to Don Spencer, president of the Oklahoma Second Amendment Association. First in Oklahoma, done at Cops Gun Shop. While others were still figuring it out, we were already making history. Come get your suppressor today. If we don't have something in stock you're wanting, we will check availability and get it ordered for you. Cops Gun Shop is located at 416 Hudeberg Circle in Oklahoma City, and we are open to the public. We don't wait for permission. We took the right. Cops Gun Shop, first in Oklahoma, and we are still leading. Cops Gun Shop, the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy or gal with a gun.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom's First News.
Hey, y'all, this is Aaron Brillbeck. Coming up on your hump day, we're talking rodeo. It's Mustang Western Day is coming up, and we'll tell you everything you need to know to have a good time with your family. Plus, a recap on the election, all the news and headlines you may have missed while you slept, and we'll take your calls and comments. There's a lot on tap, and it all starts at 7 o'clock on Wednesday morning on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
And Lee Matthews with the drive, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. By the way, Donald Trump had another Supreme Court victory earlier today. Tell you what that was coming up on Freedom 96.9. Robert is in, did you say Eric?
Actually, between Willow and Reed.
Between Willow and Reed. Thank you for hanging on. It's good to have you along this afternoon.
Oh, did I lose you?
No, I'm here. Are you there?
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
I am indeed. I just want to let you know I was cutting it close, but I got my vote in. But
good.
My big concern of the day was Dolly. I was a little kid when Elvis died, but mm-hmm. I saw the world stop. And today, I understood why. I openly wept.
Oh, so. Yeah. I knew something was up with Dolly. I'm not sure what, because there just seemed to be, when she canceled her Vegas show, and then earlier this year, her sister was asking for prayers. So I had a couple of
video appearances.
And then today, when the announcement was made, it was made by her nephew, who I think was acting as her lawyer. But it looked a little too slick to me, a little too produced, as though it had already been pre-produced. So I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
She's probably a little sicker than she let on.
I think so.
But a true saint, so she'll be missed.
I think so, too.
I appreciate it.
I think so, too, Robert. You know, and as I said earlier in the program, I never met her, but I know a lot of people who did, and it wasn't an act. She really was that genuine, that sweet, that nice, that happy.
All right, just a little country angel.
That's it. Thanks a lot for the call, Robert, and glad you're listening in to Freedom 96.9. Joe Pags is coming up next. Tomorrow we will talk about the results of today's runoff election and your thoughts on that. Freedom 96.9.
Say goodbye.
Good night, ladies.
Goodbye.